This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the Mice Diggy Sarah Love show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
Yes. Honor that, cherish Ras that, Clark. Respect that.
Bomba Clark tonight, it's Ras Clark, big up. That's what you, yeah.
Is that what you heard?
I think, yeah.
That's what you heard.
That's what I was told anyway.
That's the translation.
Ras Clark, Bomba Clark, yeah. I'm working on my Yardman accent, so don't judge me, yeah. No judging.
I know, I love that how people just assume because you're, or the, people always assume because I've got dreadlocks that I'm Jamaican. It's like,
yeah,
that's racist.
I don't know what mine is the gold tooth or, but people, instantly they're like, yeah, so what, like, so you're Jamaican, like, yeah, like, oh, yeah, yeah. Nah.
Ain't the gold, it's because you're black.
Yeah. I'm trying to be nice, you know. Welcome to the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy show right here on FUBAR Radio, mother lovers. How you lot feeling? You good?
Yes, it's good to be back. Good to have you back, Mice. We missed you last week.
Yeah, how was it, man? I heard, sad news, obviously.
I know.
Rest in peace, Mark B.
Yeah,
man.
But it was just amazing, like, all the people who came together just to, like, share their
celebrate,
words and stuff. And we even had Mr. Thing say hello, literally. That was all he said, then the line cut off twice. But at least his voice was there. But no, it was really, really a special show. And, you know, obviously a sad occasion, but I was just pleased that we got to salute him. So if you missed out on last week's show or any of the shows, hit up FUBARradio.com and you can peep the archive there. But right about now, you're tuned into the sounds of Sarah Love, myself and...
Mice Diggy, mother lover. That's right. It's 2016. I've got rid of the maestro. It's now Mice Diggy. So anybody calls me maestro, I can't hear you. You know what I mean?
That almost sounds like a threat.
Yeah, because it's just
you know, mice does Muay Thai.
Yeah.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Yeah,
Muay Thai? Yeah, so don't call him maestro unless you want to see the Muay Thai skills.
Yes, happy 2016 to everybody. This is it's going to be a brilliant year. I can feel it. You know, there's so much has been happening already. And the year's only just started. We're not even at the end of January and it already feels like we should be celebrating New Year's.
It does. I think it feels like a positive year already.
Yeah. I mean,
I wonder if
know,
other people are saying that too.
I'm sure everybody's like, yeah, it's my year. You get me? 2016, hashtag my year, fam. All I'm going to say to that is, right, is that it? Just one year? Is that what, every year should be your year, man?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I like that, Mice.
Every year. So let's try and make this one a good one.
Yeah. And we've kicked off the year in a great way right here on FUBAR Radio. Like I say, last week's show was absolutely lovely. And this show, we are in for such an amazing, amazing treat. We are going to be talking to, like we've said often on this show, the word legend gets bounded around a lot, you know. But this person, I mean, I don't know if there's many people who can top the stature of legendary in hip-hop that we're dealing with
here. Let's say active legend.
Active legend.
Active legend. That's when somebody's like, of that status, like, they should be carried in on a throne.
not trading places.
Muscle-built midgets.
Coming to America style, with the dancers coming through.
Yeah, all of that.
Yeah.
But still doing legendary shit.
Proper.
That's who this guy is, man. Public enemy number one. None other than Chuck D.
Amazing. Now we're going to give you more info on on that later. So keep it locked right here to FUBAR Radio. We're going to be taking care of you until 6 p.m. Now every week on the show, Mice and I bring you a whole bunch of different features, including the open mic, which every week we pick a gang of MCs to come through to the studio and showcase their skills. So if you feel you've got what it takes to get involved, you should hit us up as well. And Maestro normally investigates every week.
Yes, I have an investigation, actually. It's a very important one because I feel like I'm still trying to deal with it since New Year's Eve.
Oh, damn.
So, yeah, you lot can help me out with this because I'm sure a lot of people out there have probably got a few different answers they can give me that can help me out for any future, you know, endeavors I may have in this same. Not that I do it all the time, though, but yes.
Okay. I can't wait to hear what this is about. So,
you like to build up on that one.
Yeah, I do. So, keep it locked for that. And also, Hip Hop University Challenge is back. So you're gonna have another opportunity for me and Mice to make fools of ourselves with how little we basic hip hop knowledge we have.
Some of them questions last year, boy, I ain't gonna lie, I was like,
I know, isn't Nat in the producer of the show, she's like hip hop knowledge G now. So keep it locked. That we've got loads coming up for you. We've got brand new music as well. Make sure you get in touch with us today to hiphop@fubarradio.com is the email, and you can find us on Twitter as well at Fubar Radio. But before that, and also, yeah, in a second, we're going to be getting into a very, very special big up. But before that, let's have something brand new from the Indie 500 project. This is Talib Kweli, Ninth Wonder, featuring Tef Poe and Kendra Ross. This is Which Side Are You On? You're locked into Fubar Radio with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy till 6 p.m.
Which side are you on, boy? Which side are you on?
Silence is unappreciated.
Which side are you on?
I'ma go ahead and take that as disrespect.
Which side are you on?
Silence is death. Yes.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Who stands to defend us?
Which side are you on?
If you ain't with us, you against us. We drawing a line in the sand. With us or against us, gotta decide where you stand. There's an angel and a demon inside of every man. It's completely up to you, getting the upper hand.
Which side are you on?
I make music for the people. Survival guide and ruthless, be confusing it with evil. When I say the people, I don't just mean the ones that agree with me. I'm on the side of the people, regardless of who they seem to be following.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Who stands to defend us? With us, you against us. Get off the fence, son.
Yeah.
Get off the fence, son.
Yeah.
Who stands to defend us? If you ain't with us, you against us. Ain't none of these deaths making sense. Nothing is sacred when you're suffering to pay your rent. Celebrities be making money off the powerless. They silence in the face of injustice, just cowardice. I roll with a crew that ain't never scared of the challenges. We don't wait for the tragedies. Freedom is the catalyst. We don't call in the cavalry. We the leaders. We waiting on you. Standing up for justice to trust us. This is your favorite song. They want us brought up in more legal drama than law and order. And the streets police is on trial. And rappers is the court reporters. You won't be more than one of them lambs. He fattened up for the slaughter. If you don't pull your weight and draw your water for our daughters. How a kid without a gun become a threat to cops where they let him shot. Hoping his head will pop and that his breath will stop. We gotta be satisfied but waiting until we get the verdict. It's just perverted, no justice for the family of the kid they murdered.
To see today who you gonna be, who you rolling with, with your stalling all or nothing. To see today who you gonna be, who you rolling with, pick your poison. Which side are you?
Gold choppers, may light in my eyes if they roll blockers. Martin on my arm with the struggle made me more Malcolm. Demon in the smoke, Kush burning like Ferguson. Fuck Obama and Don Lemon, nigga, the nerve in him. CNN, but they ain't seeing him. Tears of the tear gas, tears of the Elohim. POE the priest, hit a pig with a prison shank. God got me copy, I ain't scared of a fucking tank. Glorious struggle, shout out my brother Tory Russell. When I die, die in the middle, bye bye, don't put a bullet hole in my spleen. The millennium with Palestinians and no Zionists in my dreams. Don't kill me for that line, conceal me with flat lines. I don't believe in no laws, I don't believe in your God. It's your block for my black freedom, put a car bomb in your heart. Black child, ain't no love in this bitch. Feed your seed and get your chopper like the government did. POE.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Who stands to defend us?
Which side are you on?
If you ain't with us, you against us.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Get off the fence, son.
Which side are you on?
Who stands to defend us?
Which side are you on?
If you ain't with us, you against us.
Which side are you on?
John Croft,
which side are you on?
The genie's
power.
that's definitely a project to check out. Indie 500 is Talib Kweli, Ninth Wonder. There are a couple other producers on there actually, but then they've just gathered a whole load of artists together. You know, it's a nice thing that they're doing. And I just like the whole sentiment of it. It's Fubar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love, and
myself, Mice Digger.
Yes, the only place to be Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. Yep. We got all that hip hop goodness for you. You know, do not move a muscle because you are going to be hearing the voice.
Don't do it.
The voice of the OG Chuck D. Coming up very soon. But right about now is a really important part of the show because, you know, there's so much madness going on in the air, but in the world. But I just like to look at, you know, the glass half full rather than the glass half empty.
We like to keep the balance out there. There's that level of balance. Sometimes you get way too much negative. You don't realise that that's what's influencing the rest of your day or the rest of your week. So what we like to do is start off the week with a nice healthy balance, courtesy of Miss Sarah Love. And it's called the
Big Up
section of this show.
Yes. So many good people doing good things, you know. And today, there was only one big up that it could be. There was only one that it was right to be. Because today is Martin Luther King Day.
Woo!
What a don.
What does that mean exactly? To people who don't know, who might not never know nothing about Martin Luther King, what does that mean? People like me, for instance.
The ignorant people like you. No, I'm joking. No, not at all. I mean, we're British, so it's not necessarily something which is part of everyday, you know, language out here and stuff. But, you know, Martin Luther King, today is 50 years ago, he did a very important speech. I have it known as the I Have a Dream speech.
Yeah.
And that was all part of this amazing march that happened you should go and peep that film Selma as well. And this was a significant milestone in like the civil rights movement in America. And finally, today is it's an American federal holiday, actually. And it marks the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr., which is the holiday is actually held on every third Monday of January. His birthday was January 15th. Now, Martin Luther King, he was a chief spokesman in like the non-violent activism in the civil rights movement, which successfully protested racial discrimination in federal and state law. Now, I know there's a lot of people, you know, because at that time you had Malcolm X, you had Martin Luther King, and Malcolm X was just like, listen, we ain't going non-violent. Like, I ain't sitting here and getting beaten up and lynched by somebody. Mm-hmm. Like, we're going to make our presence known and our intimidate, you know, in a more intimidating way. But Martin Luther King's stance was like a peaceful one. And the campaign for the holiday in Martin Luther King's honor began soon after he was assassinated in 1968, which is just like heartbreaking. And surprisingly, it's Ronald Reagan, President Ronald Reagan. He is the one who actually signed in the holiday as law in 1989.
Yeah, I wonder why that was.
In it. Do you know what I mean? Like, I mean, call me a cynic. But I just think, well, so many politicians, even the cool ones other than Jeremy Corbyn, are really fishy.
What about Obama? What do you think about him?
I think Obama is an incredible orator. Like, he definitely has the gift of the gab. He had an amazing marketing campaign, which, like, he brought young people into the fold in politics and made it relevant to young people. I think he did a lot of stuff in his campaign to get into office. Like, he was saying he was going to close Guantanamo Bay and all of this kind of stuff. None of that happened for ages, but it seems now that he's in his last year at office,
he's going
full steam.
You can't blame him in a way, because at the same time, that's why people feel like no matter how much you seem to be in quote unquote power, there's probably people behind you know, they're pulling your strings, you know, making you do this and do that.
Yeah.
So it feels like that's what it's starting to feel like, is that, you know, when he got voted in, people, they weren't, my mum went American. She was like, not everybody was happy that Obama was in, you know, like,
oh,
as much
God.
As it seemed like it from the outside, on the inside, they were like, he's saying way more than we believe he's able to do. But you know what? Better than this old guy who looks like he's on his way out. And then this woman who shouldn't, she looks like she, finished beauty pageant like 2 years ago or something.
Oh
not,
my
no,
god, those
you know
two
I mean?
Were just scary. Man.
Yeah, so then
it's
they were
terrifying.
They were like, yo, give it to the black guy, man. Like, give it.
And you know what I was
I trust
in?
More than...
yeah, so no, I think there's some stand-up comedian. I'm trying to remember who it is, but they were like,
Chris
look,
Rock,
so,
yeah.
yeah, he's like, sod it, man.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
just
like,
give
hey,
it to,
yeah.
I don't care, just give him a shot. But no, I remember being in LA. I was in Los Angeles with Maya Jupiter, my home girl from Australia.
Maya J.
All J, every J.
All J.
I remember that
yeah,
one.
Remember.
But yeah, I was in LA with her at the time, and she was performing at an Obama campaign. This was on the night where they were announcing who was
Serious?
Winning the election, and she was performing at an election party.
Mm.
The moment when they announced that Obama had won, I mean, to me, it was incredible because I've never seen people in this country react to politics in the way
that I saw it that
night. That I saw grown men crying in the club.
In the club?
Yeah, because it was an election party where it's like you had a whole load of different performers and it was, you know, in a nightclub.
Thug tears. Crying
yeah.
little thug. No, man, it's just something in my eye, you know what I'm saying? I think like
those onions earlier, son.
I think the Ciroc, I splashed a little Ciroc in my eye. You know that vibe could be strong, yo.
No, but that was the thing. People weren't
were
even
crying.
Ashamed. They were like, this is grown man tears and I'm proud to show these grown man tears. Because imagine for Americans, civil rights movement is something that's in living memory of young people.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like to get to that point where you're seeing a black man and woman, okay, maybe she ain't rocking an afro, but you're seeing them in the White House, you know, that's pretty damn symbolic in American
history.
That's
why I could understand work, because people were like, right, why are people so over the moon or so excited? Or but like you said, there are people that remember when they weren't allowed to go to certain places or drink from the same taps, or you know, like
there's people alive today who remember lynching.
Yeah. So exactly, and so for them it's just like, wow, I didn't expect to see this in my lifetime. So
crazy.
It was massive, man. But I mean, hopefully this is, you know, as much as now people are like, yeah, well, Obama weren't shit anyway or whatever. It's a stepping stone towards people understanding that we are all equal and, you know, you shouldn't look down on someone just because of their different culture or colour or creed.
I think also, you know, Obama, the part of his talents as a politician as well is he's managed to tread that line to, like, soft pedal with the people he needs to soft pedal, but he's also been able to kind of push some frontiers as well, kind of thing. So it's like he has made moves with Guantanamo Bay. It's obviously that's a long road to tread there as well. But, you know, with gay marriage, he's trying to make efforts with
healthcare
with the gun laws in America and stuff, and you know, these are all things which Americans hold as part of like their
cancer.
Patriotism.
The last, what is his last one, was cancer.
Oh, I didn't hear about this.
He's like, we are going to kill cancer. You know, I was like,
did he?
Yeah, something to do with like, yeah, we're, you know, that's our enemy now. That's the new, like, you know, Osama bin Laden is, cancer is the new.
Do you know what? I
Saddam
have a
Hussein.
Theory. I have a theory, though. Like, if the world, imagine if countries were measured rather than on economic wealth, if we were measured on health and happiness, like the whole scale of countries would be tipped upside down, wouldn't it? And so I think any country that doesn't have its population's interests at heart in terms of health, education, you know, access to resources, all these kind of things, that's not a civilized place. And when you go to America, one of the richest country in the world,
boy,
it's a scary place.
Yeah,
you know,
healthcare is bad.
We don't
man.
Even realize how good we got it in this country.
Yeah,
you know,
you
when
go,
you go there where they're so rich and the things you just see, I don't know.
There's third world shit going on. Like when you go places like New Jersey, Camden, New Jersey, and them places are run down. I remember going into some store, I felt like I was in a Western, some like
proper
spaghetti Western from, you know, it's like dusty,
proper
mad, shacky looking. The guy was behind these bars, you know, I had to squeeze the money through like I was in jail or something like that.
It's like another world for us.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
like
it's crazy,
as
man.
Grimy as it can get out here,
yeah.
Bottom line, you can see a doctor if you need to see a doctor.
Yeah, true.
You can go to a school, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and it ain't like that out there. I remember I was going to New Orleans a couple years ago and my flight got rerouted. So then we had to land in Mobile, Alabama, and then drive from.
You ain't drinking none of that beer. You're going to drink white beer.
Yeah.
Eat white ice cream.
Listen, man.
Driving between them,
their
white lines.
Me and my sister, we had to drive from Mobile, Alabama to New Orleans. So we had to drive through Alabama, Mississippi, and Georgia.
Wow.
Within an hour of driving, we had seen like 4 or 5 Confederate flags. And we were just like, please, let's not break down here. And it's like the pride where people are with the flag on their car and, you know, sweet home Alabama. And then we like put the radio on. We're like, how long is it until we hear that song?
Wow.
You know, it's scary. I've never really had that feeling living in the UK.
Yeah, it's true.
And so I can't imagine what it must have been like in the Martin Luther King civil rights era time, you know.
Prior to that,
it's crazy. It's only in the year 2000 where it was officially, this Martin Luther King Day was officially observed by all 50 states. South Carolina was the last to recognize it as a holiday. The year 2000.
We ain't gonna celebrate no goddamn Martin Luther King. He ain't no King around her.
Proper though.
Jesus, man. These people.
2000.
It's scary how ignorant some people can be, you know? Like, I remember that guy. There was a guy, and he actually killed himself. He said, if Obama becomes president, he's going to wrap himself in a Confederate flag and kill, or something like that, commit suicide. And they found him. He was, like, wrapped up in a Confederate flag, dead. Because that nigga in the goddamn, he ain't supposed to be there. He supposed to be in my backyard hung.
Hung people like a are hog. Still living in that mentality.
Yeah, that's the sad thing.
And how segregated America is even today. Yeah, like, you can go to some parts of America, you walk one block, it's all Italians. Mm. One block, all black people. Yeah. One block, all Chinese people. You know what I mean? Like, when you go to the hood in the UK, mostly that I've experienced, people, you find Turkish people, Caribbean people, Irish people, you know, you find everyone in there together. We have a class divide in the UK, you know. I'm not trying to paint out like we got it perfect over
here. I think there's definitely a class divide everywhere as well, like in the UK especially, but I think in the UK it's just like racism is there, but they're not as open about it. It's more like an undertone of... Do you know what I mean? Like, people, there's things like you could tell people can't relate to somebody because they're from a different culture, or, you know, now you're getting a lot of people talking about the foreigners. You know, they'll say it to you as if, I'm not about you, but, you know, all the Eastern European, you know, and all that. And
that
it's like,
classic.
Well, it's kind of the same thing, you know, like 20 years ago, it would have been me, you know, or 30 years ago, or whatever, but now it's like a new, you know, but whereas in America, like you're saying, there's the blocks. They're more like, I hate you people, but I'll take your money. Like, they work more or less in harmony with racism. Like, I hate them people,
it's just
but
a standardly accepted thing where everybody is racist.
Yeah, yeah, it's weird. you know, what's weird about that is you see a lot of mixed relationships out there, and that make you think, like, really? Is it that bad? But we forget how large America is. America's massive compared to here.
Yeah, because, you know, going to the coasts is not the same thing as going to, like, the, you know, out in the Midwest or something like that. And then it's crazy, too, because to me, like, civil rights era is not even that long ago, but America, they're still dealing with crazy issues. I mean, look at all these mass incarceration in the States. Like, all officials not wanting to reconcile, like, what happened during the pioneer times of Australia and all that stuff.
400 years.
But, you know, Martin Luther King, love that guy.
I was going to say, if it weren't for him.
He said, you know, he saw defeat as temporary. And he said, hate is too great a burden to bear, and that we should not seek to satisfy our thirst for freedom by drinking from the cup of bitterness and hatred.
Ooh, that's lyrics, right? That's
lyrics.
Why I gave up rapping, because of shit like that, boy.
But, you know, I was like, it's only right if we hear Martin Luther King's voice today Martin Luther King Day.
So even though we face the difficulties of today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. It is a dream deeply rooted in the American dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream. that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today.
Oh, bless him. Bless him. Love that guy. Martin Luther, Dr. Martin Luther King. His birthday on the 15th of January, and today is Martin Luther King Day. So I thought we have a very, very special guest on the line. In a little while, we're going to be hearing from Mr. Chuck D, a public enemy himself. Of course, Martin Luther King, massive influence on all of these people. And so if we're lucky enough, we're going to hear from someone I know who, I mean, how can you not be a fan of Martin Luther King? You know, really. On the line right now, we have Mr. Pharaoh Monch. Can you hear me?
Hey, hey, what's up? What's up?
Hey.
Yes, we are very good. Of course, where are you right now? You're in New York?
He's in another galaxy.
Yeah, I'm in New York.
You're permanently in another galaxy. But no, today is Martin Luther King Day, and you know, you've done one of the few cover versions that exist in hip-hop, and that was of Welcome to the Terror Dome, a Public Enemy track. I know Public Enemy, Martin Luther King, definitely a big influence on them, and I'm sure you too. Like, what was the motivation behind taking on a track like Welcome to the Terror Dome?
Well, you know, I came to a point in the album where I needed to do something really aggressive. I got the music from the producer, Sean C, and I felt like the beat was very aggressive. And a lot of times, like before I actually approach writing a song, I'll say some old lyrics of mine over a beat, some old Doom lyrics, some old Mos Def lyrics, some old OC lyrics, or just any lyrics to see how, you know, the beat is riding against the lyrics. And when I got that beat, I started saying some of Chuck's lyrics, and I was like, yo, this actually is a good fit, you know, for the energy and the determination that I wanted the song to have. So I thought it would be, you know, a difficult thing to cover him. But I always imitated his voice when I would rhyme with, you know, back in the day. So I knew I could nail the voice, but I just wanted to make sure they were cool with it. So I laid the first verse, and I sent it to Chuck, and I asked him, could I cover the song? And he was like, hell yeah, of course, man. It was crazy.
Wow.
I got the official approval from Chuck, and then after that, it just made it easier after that, you know.
What more official approval could you get than that? Getting a co-sign from Chuck D. God damn.
That is crazy.
But I always wondered whether you did intentionally, like, try to emulate his voice on the track.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. I was like, let's take that over. I got to do it deeper. Let's take that over. So I was definitely trying to sound like him and everything, you know.
Yeah, you pulled it off, man, for sure.
And for you then, like, it being Martin Luther King Day today, like, as a New Yorker, Jamaica Queens representative, like, what does Martin Luther King, like, I mean, what does he mean to you as a MC as well, as a hip-hop artist?
Well, it's just such a plethora of so many different elements that correlate. You know, Justin being a lone man with the determination that he had and the foresight that he had beforehand is something that I try to implement. As well as, you know, most of these things wouldn't even be possible. I don't even think that needs to be said. But from an orator and from a what I hear from him, his speeches, you know, give you goosebumps still.
Proper.
And lyrically, is something that I try to do and break down. And one of the things is the vocal tone, and with the truth in what you say and the content in what you say, I think these are the things and the elements that move people when you're speaking the truth with a tone and with a integrity and determination that still resonates with hip-hop in that sense. And, you know, that's just one of the many things that I take from Martin Luther King.
You know what I also think's a bit of a shame, though? Like, everywhere in America, many cities in America, you have Martin Luther King Boulevard. And most of them seem to be, like, pretty grimy streets from, like, some that I've seen.
Yeah, pretty much, you know. I mean, anywhere, again, that's analytics and mathematics. If you're talking about a country where, you know, the African-American population is still under 15% of the population, then those streets are going to be in those neighborhoods and probably the worst of those neighborhoods for the most part. Not everywhere, but for the most part.
No, it's just like the oxymoron, isn't it? But I would like to see, you know, like First Avenue renamed Martin Luther King Avenue. I don't know if that
could that happen though. Is that even possible?
I don't yet.
Obama's not that powerful. He's powerful, but not that powerful.
But thank you so much for joining us today. We're going to be hearing from Chuck D a little later in the show. I mean, for me, I'd see him as, these are people who kind of pass the baton. You've got like your MLKs. Let me put Chuck D before Barack Obama,
yeah.
You know, but it's like, I think these are like key orators in like the black music, American music story, you know, spectrum kind of thing.
I think for Chuck too, man, one of the things besides the great music is the name dropping. You know, he was dropping names of songs that I literally was like, I don't know who Chess Amon is. Mm. I don't know. Let me go find out, you know?
Mm.
And so it was a point where an MC, again, was like, not dumbing down. I'm not biting my tongue. And also, I'm dropping jewels and putting people on to important people who you may not know about or they may not have taught you about in school. So Chuck is very prominent in that list, in my opinion, as well.
Yeah, definitely. I think he's a key voice and then still an inspiring voice. And like you say, one of those goosebump voices. I think he must have definitely drawn influence from Dr. Martin Luther King too. And so I thought it was only correct that we played for the people your cover of Welcome to the Terror Dome right now. So thank you so much for joining us today on the show. It's lovely to have your voice as part
of
it.
Yes, man.
Thank you guys for having me.
And much love, man.
You're going to be in the UK soon too, aren't you?
Coming out in March and doing a extensive run there in London, Nottingham, all the different spots that I'm going to be in. We're going to post the date soon. Foul.com, Foul March on Twitter, Sarrow on Facebook. You can check out for the dates to check me out. The shows are going to be crazy.
Yeah, we might be able to twist Pharaoh's arm and get him in the studio too, but we'll see what we can do about that. But thank you so much for joining us right now. You're locked into FUBAR Radio, and this is one of the few cover versions that exist in hip hop. This is Pharaoh Monch's version of Welcome to the Terror Dome by Public Enemy. Thank you so much, Pharaoh, for joining us.
Thank you.
Thousands of Iraqi civilians have lost their lives. Our brothers and sisters in New Orleans are left homeless and hungry. They murdered Sean Bell. They murdered Amadou Diallo. They murdered Timothy Stansbury. And it's time to say, no more.
First.
No more.
Trouble on my mind, refuse to lose. Here's your ticket. Hit a drummer, get wicked. The crew, the view, the push, the back, the black attack. So I sat
wonder the way I'm living, forgiven what I'm giving up. X on the flex, hear me now. I don't know about later, as for now I know how to avoid the paranoid. Man, I've had it up to here. Yeah, how weird, got him going in fear. Rhetoric said and read just a bit ago. Not quitting the sign of hard rhyma. Work to keep from getting jerk changes some ways. To way back in the better days. Raw, metaphysically bold, never follow the code. Still drop the load. Never question what I am, God knows. Cause it's coming from the heart. What I got, better get some. Hustler of culture. Stick bitten, been spit in the face. But the rhymes keep fitting. Respect's been given, how'd you living? Now I can't protect the pad off the defect. Check the record of reckoning, international wreck. Played off with some intellect. Made the call, took the fall, broke the laws. Not my fault that they've fallen off. Known as fair square throughout my years. So I growl at the living file. Black to the bone, my home is your home. So welcome to the Terror Dome. There's a hole in the apple, the apple has been rotten. Scheme like the clan, I plan like Bin Laden. Green screenwriter, slick, strict editor. Dropped the LP and he hit like Hezbollah. 7 years later, it's the year to God. United States government is just a facade. The Catholic Church got ties with the mob. I see it all like the Wizard of Oz. But it's a yellow brick road, the fame which is in cause. If you only had a brain, you would know who you are. Poison your ventilation, cut your education. Secret information, world domination. Take over reservation, trigger the nations in the ocean. Cause tsunamis to control the population. Eyes in the sky, hit an observation. If you're over 65, I'll take away your medication. Like, give me that, fall in line. Go to war, press me wide. Cause when I get mad, I put it down on the pad. Give you something that you never had. Controlling, fear of high rolling. God bless your soul and keep living. Black to the bone, my home is your home. Well, welcome to the Terror Dome.
Come on down.
Love them cuts. Love that. That was the sounds of Pharaoh Monch. It was his cover version of Welcome to the Terror Dome. You're locked into Fubar Radio with myself, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mice Diggy, a.k.a. My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. My Sack Hayes. Cue my music. Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome you down to the Fubar Radio right here with your I messed that one up, but never mind, because my sack is still full of haze, ladies and gentlemen.
So we'll excuse him. We'll allow him. It's understandable in the circumstance.
Yeah, yeah. That's exactly what I was going to say. So, yo, I know everyone had a good New Year. Did you have a good New Year?
I did have a good... I had that rotten... flu, killing everybody. It was fantastic.
Yeah, my brother-in-law's got that, man. He's had it since like before Christmas and he's still...
I had it for like 3 weeks.
Serious.
I couldn't even move for like days.
Jeez, well,
but
I didn't get that.
Like, forced myself out of bed. I was like, am I even going to be able to stay awake till midnight? But I was actually really relieved that I wasn't DJing.
Yeah, luckily for me, you know, I managed to like steer clear from anyone who was coughing and spluttering. I didn't like shake hands with too many. I was spudding. Yeah, yeah, you good, bud. If
the
there's just
the
inkling, yeah.
Elbow
respect. If it's like, I can't even fist bump you, then it's like elbow respect, bruv. You know what I mean? Respect, maybe.
Yeah.
So I was lucky, but my unlucky part, I did have a heavy New Year's Eve. I was hosting. So, you know, when I'm hosting, you know, you need a bit of adrenaline. You know what I mean? Like, got to keep the engines oiled up. So I got drunk.
Can you remember anything about New Year's
Eve? I still got hangover now, put it that way, yeah? I still got hangover
now. 18 days later.
I'm still recovering from that shit. So I want to find out, because this is really important to me. As you always know, when I'm investigating things, these are like serious things that the world needs to deal with. Ladies and gentlemen, I need to get an answer from you lot. What is your best hangover cure? Don't say not drinking, because it wouldn't be a cure then. That's prevention, yeah? I know I'm meant to prevent it by drinking a whole lot of water before I go to bed. But sometimes I get
that
worried that I might...
That takes far too much organisation.
Yeah, and I might wear the bed. I'm just saying, just putting it out there, you know? Like, that
depends
shit can happen to you.
Depends how good the evening is.
Hey, yeah, it depends how much you drug. How am I going to be drinking all of that and then top it up with like 2 gallons of water? So I got to find out what's the best cure for a hangover.
I have Please a feeling the Foodbar Radio listeners are going to be able to help us with this.
Hopefully, man. Because
they're all savoury characters and everything.
I've heard a couple things. Like, a lot of people say, like, coffee, have a coffee in the morning. you know, I don't know about all of that.
I'm not convinced by that.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know about all that. Some people say, what I've heard, one thing I've heard is Manuka honey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Manuka honey, when you got a hangover, have a bit of that.
Mm.
And apparently gets rid of it. I don't think I've even tried that yet, but I don't always get hangovers.
You're
just
waiting
in
for
case
the weekend.
My mom's looking, listening in.
Break out the Manuka honey.
Yeah.
You know what I heard scandalous about Manuka honey? Sorry, we digress. What? It's like, Manuka honey murdered someone. No. Yeah. Manuka honey. More Manuka honey is sold every year than is produced.
Wow.
Scandalous.
How do they do that? Oh, yeah, I get it.
Because they're all lying.
Yeah, my ignorant ass is... Oh, shit. So
yeah,
actually,
but it's just like saying how it's so much of what you get in the supermarket, they claim that it's this and claim that it's that, but it's just BS.
Spring water came straight from the tap.
Yeah, like that only falls in horses. Yeah, 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 yeah. Was it Peckham Springs?
Peckham Springs.
Peckham Springs.
Wow, I didn't know about that. This is pretty deep, man. So maybe that's why...
it happens all the time. Not just with Manuka honey, with nothing. Like the horse meat. Remember the horse
burgers,
meat days?
Yeah, horse meat,
you know they're still popping.
I miss those days, mate, I tell ya. The old horse meat. There's a guy who he claims he's like brolic, you know, like big. He's a fighter. He was Alistair Overeem. He got massive. He got like really tonkin, you know, like
tonk.
And people
I don't
were like,
know that word for ages.
Old school.
Yeah.
People were like, "Wow, how did he? Is he on steroids?" He's like, "It's horse meat."
Where's he
he's
from?
Like, what? You know what? He was born in Hounslow, but he's from Amsterdam
like,
or Holland
is
or some
that
shit.
Welsh? Yeah. Is that
horse meat? People are like, come on, man, what are you trying to say? The horse meat? That ain't no horse meat. And then, he got popped for steroids. So, you know, you better watch what's in your horse meat burgers.
But so he was trying to claim that it was because he was eating the horse meat.
Yeah, yeah. But no. He was trying to say he's big and he's muscular because of horse meat. But then he got popped for steroids and we're like, yeah, whatever, man.
Okay, keep you know trying to string us along with that horse meat story.
But, that's dangerous. Like, that's why I stopped eating a lot of that shit, man.
Yeah, no, but even you they say know. That's a big part of, like, the obesity crisis is the amount of hormones and steroids that they put into, like, beef and stuff.
Yeah, that's why there's
consuming all of that nastiness.
Sports bras and shit like that nowadays. I see what's going on.
Yeah, with crazy short fuses as well, ready to snap. But yes, no, back to, let's reiterate the question. I'm sorry, just to digress us on some crazy.
Tell you about horse meat and steroids and shit.
Yeah,
so I want to investigate, what is your best hangover cure? I'm sure there are a whole bunch of people in this building right now that could help me out. But I want to find it from you, our valid listener. Please hit us up. Foodbar Radio, which is at Foodbar Radio on Twitter, or hiphop@foodbarradio.com.
That is the email. Get in touch. And in the meantime, we've got some fresh music for you.
What we got?
This track is called Appreciate, and I think it is important. You know, when you have a crazy hangover, you really appreciate not hanging a hangover, innit?
Having
a hangover. Yeah, it's like, God, the good old days.
There was a while I thought I couldn't get a hangover, but I was lying to myself.
I've never really had a hangover in my life, you know. But
all
more
right.
On that after this track. Brand new music from Ransom Bad Boys is Fubar.
Imagine not having a bed or a yard to sleep in. Dozy in the park freezing, listening to your heart beating. Start scheming cause you're hungry and your pocket's broke. Listen up bro, it ain't no joke and you ain't got a home. Cause you can only hold on for so long. Till you're looking back on life like, where did I go wrong? 15 years old, roaming in the blistering cold. Walking alone at late nights with nowhere to go. And so, there ain't no letting me forgetting that I had it hard. Got into smashing glass and kipping in abandoned cars. Or catching Zeds on the benches of the underground platforms. Underneath my jacket, it ain't that warm. 5 to 10 cats clutching in this empty gaff. Petty rats thinking of a better way to get some cash. Robbing and stealing, pickpocketing, shoplifting. Sick of the pigs, grips in existing but not really living. Relying on the buzz of weed to get high. With the reddest gleam in my eyes, 365. It ain't no surprise when you're eating off of dirty plates. On my face, I'm losing weight, heading for the pearly gates. Ain't nothing sweet living on the street. It's a jail with no bars and you ain't getting a release. Ain't nothing sweet living on the street. It's a jail with no bars and you ain't getting a release. It's serious when you're homeless. When to get one cooked meal in a day would be a fucking bonus. So respect your gates, keep your mind straight, learn to appreciate. Brothers, it's serious when you're homeless.
when to get one cooked meal in a day would be a fucking bonus. So respect your gates, keep your mind straight, learn to appreciate. Too many youth them have a warm home and take that shit for granted, cause they never got their ass kicked or held some proper hardships. So be careful when your mama's had enough, cause when a woman is fed up, blood, you're better off the dust. The next thing you know, your home is now the roads, with drugs to be sold under the noses of the popo. They call it crime, but I'm calling it survival, cause that's what Jesus and Moses taught us in the Bible. My thoughts were kinda suicidal, my emotions numb, family breakdowns, I couldn't get along with mum. Plotting up in Heathrow like it was my second home, preferably stone, dressing bummy clothes from head to toe. My fingers froze on them cold nights, just another problem child, stuck to the street like road signs. Abusing alcohol when the ciggies and the fillies and a squat cotch ain't nothing pretty in the city. It's shitty when the course of your life just turns gritty. You gotta keep your head up above the water and stay witty. My physical and mental are unhealthy, and all the medication and counselors can't help me. Ain't nothing sweet living on the street, it's a jail with no bars and you ain't getting a release. Ain't nothing sweet living on the street, it's a jail with no bars and you ain't getting a release. It's serious when you're homeless, when to get one cooked meal in a day would be a fucking bonus. So respect your gates, keep your mind straight, learn to appreciate. Brothers, it's serious when you're homeless, when to get one cooked meal in a day would be a fucking bonus. So respect your gates, keep your mind straight, learn to appreciate.
Just discussing some really messed up hangover cures.
Yo,
in the studio.
You
like
killing me with the hangover cures, but look.
But no, first of all, that last track, you're tuned into FUBAR Radio,
you're
by the way.
Right.
Hit up FUBARradio.com as well to check out all the past episodes of the show. That last cut was Ransom Bad Bones. The track is called Appreciate, produced by Harry Love. That's taken from the Real Talk Records compilation that's been put out by Chester P. He's gathered a whole load of artists. There's some really dope music on there. All the profits go towards helping homeless people. He's been putting homeless packs together, like sleeping bags, backpacks, all this good stuff. So definitely go and check him out because he's doing really, really good work. It's Sarah Love and My Sticky right here on FUBAR. And we were asking you about...
What is the best cure for a hangover? Some of you lot have replied already that I'm knowing... This is lets me know that some of you lot have been drinking hardcore on a Sunday night. Now, what the fuck is going on here? What kind of world are we living in where people... are getting wasted like I did last night. I'm joking. All right, we got a few answers though, man. You lot are killing me with this. Sam in East Ham, he says, yo, I like to have a big pizza or a greasy cheese and bacon burger to show, to shoo that hangover away.
Shoot.
Listen to this scientific. This is how he breaks it down. That grease sucks up all the alcohol badness. That's Sam in East Ham,
that is
man.
Scientific
That's,
breakdown.
Yeah, that was, he broke
that was
it
like
down.
Some Tim Peak business yeah, right yeah, there, yeah. man,
he
on
broke
the
it
ISS.
Down, man. That's, you know what I mean? That's like straight that up like TED. He should be doing a TED talk with that one yeah. there, boy. I'll tell you that right now.
Oh my gosh, please. Let's Mice, please put together that TED talk. Hangover Cure TED talk featuring
This is
Sam.
Serious. So listen, you lot are getting some real info here. Don't say I don't do nothing for you lot. Shout out to Stuart in Wolverhampton.
You'll never have
yeah?
a hangover again.
Exactly. And if you, you know, if you do... You know how to deal with it. This is what Stuart from Walthamstow says. He says, hey guys, the only is in capitals, of course. Only thing to sort out a hangover is a juicy big bacon sandwich. I pity these veggies and vegans who must have 4-day hangovers. Yeah, I'm a veggie, so that's funny you say that. Joke. But I don't eat pork, though. I ain't going to lie. No pork on my fork. I ain't trying to get outlined in chalk. You know what I'm saying?
Got so, those lyrics.
I appreciate that, Stuart, but I'll move on to the next one and see. But you know, someone out there might appreciate that. A big juicy bacon sandwich.
That's not the first time I've heard people reach for the bacon sarnie.
Yeah, I thought water might be the one that's
No,
the
no, no, that's far too healthy.
Yeah.
But no, it's grease, isn't it? People seem to... I've heard these theories about grease.
Listen to these lot. Okay, so Lunacy, shout out to Lunacy. He was in a few weeks ago. And he said a bacon sandwich, a Lucozade, and a spliff. You get me? I try and do it in his voice, yeah? Nah, I can't even do his voice. Yeah. But yeah, he said a bacon sandwich. I'm loving how you lot are filling up your forks with pork, though, trying to get rid of this hangover. It must be something to do with the salt. No?
Or just like grease. The chemicals and nastiness that are straight in pulp, processed meat. Yeah. Nah. Let's just zoom out and think about the lifestyle choices people are making here. In the big picture, it's not looking too great, is
yeah.
it?
Okay,
now,
Rio.
I don't eat pork either.
So Rio says, this is what this guy Rio says, my boy Rio says, Ribena, then a bottle of cider. And rubber hair and the dog business.
The hair and the dog. You know what, though? The other thing with Lucozade, I swear those are the only people drinking Lucozade. It's people with hangover.
And people in hospitals. Why do people bring Lucozade to the hospital? What is
it's
that? Lucozade,
like
grapes and oranges.
Yeah, it's an unspoken rule that has no, like,
yeah, everybody's got Lucozade. Like, I ain't drinking that shit, man. I'm fucked up off this staff infection. You're not bringing me fucking glucose.
There's no athletes drinking Lucozade.
Yeah. Yeah. Even Liver Christie weren't even
was
drinking that,
that
shit.
No, what was his name? Isotonic and balance of my body fluids.
Who
what was
that
his
again?
Name? John Barnes! Was that the Lucozade ad? I can't remember.
Oh yeah, Brad Sam's taking it back, boy.
That's the last time I watched TV.
On the dial, you got a black and white dial TV you got yeah. hit on the side. DJ Heritage, shout out to DJ Heritage. I ain't heard from him in a while. He says, rum and cork.
Is that it?
I'm guessing he's saying Coca-Cola because, you know, he ain't trying to incriminate himself
well,
out there.
I was
there.
About
you know,
to say,
know,
I hope he's saying Coca-Cola, yeah. but hey.
Know, that's going to kill your hangover if you're going over there, boy.
I ain't a fan of Coca-Cola either. But no, keep your hangover cures coming through. I'm loving
yeah,
them.
Yeah, keep them. There's still more coming. I
what
can't believe you
drunk them. What about for vegetarians? Like me, like, well, I'm not strictly veggie, but for people who aren't really meaties, what are you going to do?
Yeah, pastrami.
Pastrami,
oh, yeah, I guess
straight
if
up.
You, I'd replace the bacon with pastrami.
Or corn, maybe. What's our homeboy, Mo Farah?
Oh, yeah.
He'd be on the corn tipple
face. Corn? I just want to know what it is, first of all. Where do you grow that shit?
That's what I mean.
You know
in
what
a
mean?
Test tube is where
yeah,
you grow that.
That's, I don't know about that then.
Nah,
you know what I mean?
Just say no. Just say no. See, going back
yeah,
to when I was watching
that's,
TV.
See, that's before my time. I ain't
keep them coming through to hip hop at foobarradio.com. We want to know your cures for a hangover. I'm loving this. I'm getting a little insight into how
just take
normal
notes, man.
People live.
Let me give
know.
A shout out
I need to get
out more. Minnie. Minnie, who wants to give a shout out to MLK, Martin Luther King, on this glorious day, who they spoke about at school today. That's wicked, man.
Aww.
That's good to hear because we didn't really get much of that in back in our day. Do you know what I mean?
I'm trying to, in our day, Grain Jill was on. I'm trying to think if I ever heard Martin Luther King's name mentioned while I was at school.
Now, I was talking to someone about this on the shoot the other day, and they were talking about how their kids in school had only, you know, they spoke a little, they speak now about slavery and whatnot, but when I was in school, that, you know, we might have touched on it a little bit, but not enough for
yeah.
you to understand how bad it was or the extent.
The reality.
400 feet, 400 years and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But,
and the fact the whole country is built on
built
the back of
the whole
slaves.
World.
Do you know what I
the
mean?
The whole world. You can't even say
so
the country anymore.
So all these people want to go on like they're so rich, the richest country in the world. Yeah, how have you built that wealth?
Mm.
On blood, sweat and lynching. Anyway, on a lighter note. Yes. No, I think a good cure for hang up for me, I'm a veggie, so I can't have the bacon sarnie, is definitely friends.
Like a massage off one of your friends.
Friends waiting on you hand and foot. You'll be like, more water. Peppermint tea. Keep it rolling. Oranges.
My feet are hurting.
Yes.
No, left a bit. Yeah, there you go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, yes, and on that note, have you heard that new Kanye tune? He's kind of echoing the same sentiment as me.
What about not eating bacon?
He should do a song about not eating bacon. No, about how really there are times when you need real friends.
Wow. Kanye's getting all emotional. This is a new one. Jeez. Let's hear this.
I want to know what you think about this tune. I'll give you my reaction after. And coming up, we're going to be hearing from the OG certified legend, Mr. Chuck D, a public enemy. Keep it locked to FUBAR with myself, real Sarah, friends. And my Sticky.
How many of us? How many of us? How many jealous? Real friends. There's not many of us. We smile at each other. But how many honest? Trust issues. Switch up the number. I can't be bothered. I cannot blame you for having an angle. I ain't got no issues. I'm just doing my thing. Hope you're doing your thing too. I'm a deadbeat cousin. I hate family reunions. Fuck the church up by drinking at the communion. Smelling free wine. Now my my tux is ruined. In town for a day, what the fuck we doing? Who your real friends? We all came from the bottom. I'm always blaming you, but what's sad, you not the problem. Damn, I forgot to call him. Shit, I thought it was Thursday. Why you wait a week to call my phone in the first place? When was the last time I remembered a birthday? When was the last time I wasn't in a hurry? Tell me you want them tickets when it's game time. Even to call your daughter on the FaceTime. Even when we was young, I used to make time. Now we be way too busy just to make time. Even for my real friends, I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them. I couldn't tell you how old your daughter was. Couldn't tell you how old your son is. I got my own junior on the way, dog. Plus, I already got one kid. Couldn't tell you much about the fam, dog. I just showed up for the games, dog. Maybe 15 minutes, took some pictures with your sister. Merry Christmas, then I finished. Then it's back to business. You wanna ask some questions about some real shit? Like I ain't got enough pressure to deal with. Please don't pressure me with that bill shit. Cause everybody got them that ain't children. Oh, you been nothing but a friend to me. Niggas thinking I'm crazy, you defending me. It's funny, I ain't spoke to niggas in centuries. To be honest, dog, I ain't feeling your energy. Money turn your kin into an enemy. Niggas ain't real as they pretend to be. Looking for real friends.
Real friends.
How many of us? How many of us are real friends? To real friends, to the real end, to the reals, to the wheels don't spin.
Yeah, yeah.
To 3 a.m. calling. How many
real friends?
Just to ask you a question, just to see how you was feeling. How many? For the last, you was frontin'. I hate when a nigga text you like, what's up, fam, ho, you good? You say, I'm good, I'm great. The next text, they ask you for something. How many?
What's best for your family, immediate or extended? Any argument, the media extended.
I had a cousin that stole my laptop that I was fucking bitches on. Pay that nigga $250,000 just to get it from him. Real friends. Eh? Real friends. I guess I get what I deserve, don't I?
Word on the streets that they ain't heard from them.
I guess I get what I deserve, don't I? Talk down on my name, throw dirt on them.
It's very emotional. It's very emotional, Maestro.
I just want to say, yeah, that tune is the right. No, please don't laugh at that.
Do you remember when you were young and you and then they'll go, yeah. What was that bit?
That was brilliant.
What's wrong? Like you're about, the lungs about to pop
you
out.
You can't breathe.
Yeah.
That reminds me of the 80s.
Kanye
that's
Blaley.
Like 80s.
Kanye
Blaley, he does that now.
Yeah, he just did that.
No, but this is the good part.
I'm out here from a very far away place. Oh, a chance to be a star. Nowhere seems to be too far.
No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more parties in L.A. Please, baby, no more parties in L.A. No more.
Los Angeles.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Please.
Shake that body, party that body.
Hey, baby, you forgot your Ray-Bans. And my sheets still orange from your spray tan.
It was more than soft porn for the K-Man. She remember my sprinters and I was in the great van. I'm well, cutie, I like your bougie booty. Come here, come by do me. Well, let's make a movie. Hell, you know my repertoire is like a wrestler. Show you the rope, connect the dots. Hey, country girl.
That was Kanye featuring Kendrick Lamar on the and
oh,
the,
yeah,
the track
say,
before
that
was
right.
That's called No More Parties in L.A. And the track before is No Friends featuring Ty Dolla $ign, which was just
that tune touched my heart. Wow, that was an emotional experience right there, man. That's quite a roller coaster
on multiple levels.
Pass me those tissues there, please.
Mice was saying that it was a milestone to hear me play some auto-tune.
Yep, Sarah played all. That's it. We can't. You know, now
I have zero credibility.
Yeah,
now.
We're gonna get no. I mean, you know, I ain't going to say that.
I'm joking.
That use auto-tune. Yeah, look. If you want to use auto-tune, you don't feel that your vocals are quite touching those notes. That's fair enough. I just think maybe get a singer to do the shit. But regardless, that was an emotional tune right there.
That was.
And I think now. Everybody's going to want us to play their auto-tune shit because you've done that.
I'm going to be bombarded by auto-tune.
You made me cry. Kanye made me cry. You made me cry.
But really, I thought it was deep too because it gave us an insight into the struggles of his life.
What, of being rich and famous and it's tough, a little bit man. Like arrogant.
It's tough. Yeah, I mean, we were talking about the civil rights movement earlier and, you know, mass incarceration and, you know, police killing people in the street.
Yeah, but that shit's not important. That's old school shit. What we need to deal with right now is whether the press.
Let's keep it real.
Yeah, let's keep it real now. There's way too many people on my back trying to get money out of me because I'm successful. I'm doing the right thing. I'm trying to be the next Versace out here, yeah?
And regardless, it ain't easy.
Yeah, it's
even
hard. I'm
if
trying
you
to
are
sell
going
it.
For that vagabond look.
It's for my people. For my people from the hood, from the ghetto, but I'm still trying to get that Nike sponsor.
I'm sorry, his sneakers were whack. His sneakers look like some bargain bucket thing in Primark.
Well,
Primani.
At least he's got Kim Kardashian as his baby mother, regardless of what happened before. You know?
See, even that, like, I'm really happy that they're together because who else are they going to marry? Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, true.
Who
true.
Else are they going to, like, love is love and that's wonderful. But it does make you kind of look sideways. It's not like, she is kind of a bimbo, isn't it?
Hey,
I don't want to be. That's horrible to say that. I shouldn't have said that.
Nah, what you? I know what you're trying to say. You're trying to say that.
How deep
you can't,
is the
you're still trying to work out what her talent is and why she's famous. I get it.
No, I see what the supposed injection talent is. But, you know, love is love. Let's celebrate.
What, you
love.
On about the injection Ray J gave her? Ah! That's somebody's mum right there. Let's, let's move on.
That's how it goes down.
Your
mom.
Your mama.
Your mom.
Kanye, that was an emotional.
FUBAR Radio presents.
Tom Brown and Hugh Joseph.
But I've been vegetarian for 5 months now.
Wow.
And I literally just did it for sort of a health choice as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I ate some late night dirty chicken and like when I was drunk at like 3 o'clock in the morning. And
what was her name?
What was her name?
Just us guys. Calm down. All right, leave it.
That was so much fun. Let's do it again. Right? Because I ate some late night dirty chicken.
Oh, what was her name? Cool. Sorry, I think I'm getting another call. I better take
it. Oh, I'll just wait here.
Every Tuesday.
Doc Brown and Hugh Joseph.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Speaking of dirty chicken, we've been asking you guys about hangover cures. I don't know about hangover cures because I don't drink, and I've never actually had a hang. I don't think I've ever had a hangover
so
in my
even
life.
On not even birthdays. You know,
no, I did last not 2015, 2014. I had a glass of champagne on New Year's Eve,
and you got wasted.
I was like, all over the place, mate. I'm a cheap date,
Cockney drunk.
Yeah.
Cheap
suddenly
date.
I turned into a character in Lockstock.
I don't drink, but you just gotta buy me all those diamonds over there.
Yeah.
Gotta get me some Louis Vuitton.
Basically. Wow. No, so I mean this hangover thing doesn't really affect me, and I think Chester P can echo some of that as well. Like he was just saying, if you don't want a hangover,
don't drink. Hey, hey. Lock in next week
deep.
And make sure you hear me say it first, mate. I'm talking about if you have got a hangover. That's all I want to find out. I understand I shouldn't be drinking, or we shouldn't be drinking. As a collective, you know, we shouldn't really be doing this. But when you live in a world as crazy as it is now,
you need some relief.
You need something, man. You know what I mean? It's better than me going out and doing stupid shit.
You know what I've always thought?
Actually, that is stupid shit.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, Geordie Shore. What are these people doing to themselves?
Have what you heard are you that doing program? To yourself watching that shit, man?
That's what I was. I was like, I need help. Quick, an intervention.
Yeah. I've never actually watched it,
but I was just like,
I can imagine what
it's just
like.
So distant from the reality that I occupy.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I go to Public Enemy shows and stuff like that. So it's like for me to see how kids today, the youth today, it was pretty shocking business, really. But I've always thought with alcohol, though, it's the only thing that people consume that has no ingredients on the packet.
That's true.
They
know.
Could be putting anything in there.
That's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point. You know, where was that? Oh, in China, they make fake alcohol.
Oh, blatant.
It'll be like Remy Martin.
Here you I get fake alcohol.
Like, that ain't no Remy Martin.
Yeah.
That's like tea.
That's Bemmy Martin.
That's, that's straight up green tea in that bitch, man.
Yeah. But no, you had a few more messages from
green
people.
Green tea, that's another one I remember. Green tea is a good cure for hangover.
So if we can combine all of these different suggestions people are offering.
Oh, my days. It'll be a bacon, green tea, Lucozade.
Herbal smoothie,
yeah.
Sounds
anyway,
good.
Anyway, I don't know if that would work, but look, there's a bunch more people who told me what I should do is have some... okay, Twizzy says to only smoke herb and not drink. So, yeah, I guess that could be a cure for some people. I don't know if that would work for me, though.
So just have a Mongers instead of a hangover drink.
Check Dyke. Dirty Dyke, he's going to be in next week with me and Chew. He says, hair of the... dog, and then ends it with science. See?
That's the Dyke science.
Yeah, the Dyke science.
D-I-K-E, Dirty Dyke.
Without the
Y. Yeah.
He's got a smart one. This is a very smart option.
Yeah.
Maestrogen. Prescribed. Oi, you see what I did there? You see what he did there? Oi, Jasco, I'm going to sort you out of that fiber later, mate.
Yeah.
Blatantly blunt, he says, hitting the gym with a hangover.
Oh, really? Is that a difficult thing to do?
Yeah, yeah. Good luck with that one, yeah.
Why is it difficult to go to the gym
with
a hangover?
You're wounded, man. You don't even want to get out of bed. When you got hangover, like, you know, I might be ill hangover. Let me go to the doctor. Yeah, usually, if you were 8 years old, the way you are now, mum would be like, nah, you're not going to school. That's how fucked up you look. You know what I mean? I ain't going to the gym looking like that.
But the room spinning, I've never experienced that in my life.
I have. I'm not sure how you really get rid of the room spinning apart from puking up. Like, that's the only way.
God.
I know that you could probably get... Or, because when you close your eyes, then for some reason your eyelids start spinning. It's like, what the fuck's going on? How the hell are my eyelids spinning?
My God. Yeah, why isn't it stopped?
That took a second, didn't it?
I'm so naive. Right.
Joe Barningham says, if getting mash up, dribbly drunk, nothing. Moderate as much water as you can, get in you body before bed. I'm sure he meant your body before bed. Yeah, I was talking about that. I mean, sometimes you're too drunk to even remember that, though, Joe. You can't even remember that. Yeah, I should drink. I'm wasted. I'm not thinking like, yeah, shit, I should go and drink some water right now. I'm like, yeah, I want to pee the bed right now.
Oh, my God.
We got some more, but we can carry on with them later on. Because I knew you drunk mother lovers would have a bunch to say on this, boy.
Yes, so hold tight because we've got the cure, the ultimate cure coming for you very soon.
Yes, we have.
I'm going to play another cut off of this Chester P Real Talk album, which is a compilation of different artists he's pulled together. All the proceeds from this record go to help homeless people. And this next track is from Children of Zeus. It's called Signal, featuring Fallacy and Shotty Horror. And straight after this, we're getting into that interview with, well... chat. Let's call it a chat. I'm going to break down the whole story to you afterwards, okay? You're listening to Fubar Radio right now. It's Sarah Love and My Sticky. Yo,
a Children of Zeus team. We're starting in fallacy. Connie, you done know. Tyler Daly out here. Man like Shotty Horror on Manchester team, you see me?
Danger. Warning.
Connect like Voltron. Yo, tell them something, Danny.
That's the signal to these, I'm crazy.
Word up. You dudes, the gay golly, wanna know this? I am back in the building. That means I play the role of the big man out here, and you play the role of the children. 50 stories like the Hilton. Fuck it, I got props in the millions. Anywhere I might go to, I turn the thing up. Any disco get string up. Big Danny B, my shit's off the ringer. 6 days saint or a 1 day sinner, like I line the shots up. No, not them shots, I mean the liquor. Don't fuck about my shit's off the charter. Mash up the thing, I'm a natural disaster. I'm the controller, I am the father. I bring the light when life gets dark.
For the life, weed and codeine indeed. Please come and visit an OD with me. We live infinite, smoke weed, relief. Freak bitches wanna come close, meet and see what the god tastes like. These hoes eat my seed. Hit the pussy bar, get those freaks a leak. Benedict set, I'm no freaky Z. With the shades on, I'm so easy. E on my Ice Cube slash Dr. Dre. N.W.A. straight, fuck them shit. I'm a white dude, you know, with the reference. Feel disrespect, it makes up a dick. I stop a bitch face with these nugs. I'm the opposite of pussy with. I just beat the beat and then beat the pussy. Fuck, scat hoes and that funny shit. Please tell me how many majors I offered you paper that you would decline. How many
times if you looked at the contracts and told them that I were the mine. Fuck did you mean, nigga, stupid? I've been doing this shit since I was like 9. I don't need none of the money I'm putting in work. I got bands on my side and my master team. Shit, 24 and 24, I smoked 28. I was the best back when I was 24. I'm way better now, still ain't 28. I had to roll round just to sell a tape. Now I roll round, I'm like sellotape. Marijuana, smoke, medicate. Indigo, so meditate. Trippy bro, my bro's levitating. No separating them man kids. Student up, we'll be creasing up. But them sat nap shows where the bank is. Cobra Kai, Cobra Kai. They got the patch on my back like Cobra Kai. Don't mean I ride no motorbike. Till I rep that patch till it's over.
I say what comes around, goes around. Underground, overground. I'll hold you down like Full Mount. I'm trying to bust, I don't pull out. I'll poke a bitch, full house. Bitch, don't talk with a full mouth. Tag poles, I'm frog spawn. I'm hardcore, no soft porn. I'm trying to eat all kinds of meat. When it's time for beef, I go ham. Nigga, don't play the goat. I'm no lime, not 16 shot. Repeat a go glamo, dimo, man. I blow the roof off the building. My flows are too grown for children. Only big man feel me. And they rep me like I sold a few close to million. And I killed them like pilgrims. Population, nation gone. Lyrical genocide, where many died. Information taken from the wrong source. Like backing the wrong horse. Fighting the wrong cause. I get on calls cause I'm fly like I'm on board a Concorde. And once more I'm on tour. It's Guten Tag and it's bonjour. It's Hulo, Namaskar, Naraban, Aloha, Sholam, Moro, Devil Veche, Koyo. It's Privyet and it's Maraba. Salam alaikum, konnichiwa.
Yo, look at idiot. I make a man sit down though. Look him in the face, your steps as here. Fuck around zone now, fuck rap. Lucifer spitting bars in your ear though. Like I don't need feeding. Marker hungry, my belly keeps growling. Mum watch too much telly out here. Your wife is washing blood, throw the towel in. I don't like none of ya, yo, not even one of ya. And why your afro funny, so you got Godzilla, Goliath and God up in front of ya. And why your afro golly for, you can skin your teeth, it can still be Joe's. If I had 10 grand for every whack bar I robbed my brother, I'd still be broke. Filthy hoes on deck. If you ain't a queen, your king expect to find himself put in check. I'm chestnut checkers, God bless your efforts. I'm Larry David on crack scene. I'm over your head, I'm building a roof. I'm Connie Con, shout to my mum, Barbados, Manchester and children of Zeus. Manchester, fallacy.
Children of Zeus. That's a brand new project. Connie Con, he produced that one, and Children of Zeus. Shout out to all the Manchester mandem. I love Manchester. So many talented
Gunchester.
Artists. Gunchester.
Gunchester fam.
Oh, yeah, I like the Mancunians. It's been kind of wild up there recently. But yes, you are locked into FUBAR Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love.
And Mice Diggy, a.k.a. the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake.
Yes, that is right. And this is a part of the show that, oh my gosh, the story behind it. So excited. So last year, December, I got the chance to DJ for Black Twang at the Public Enemy show in Brighton. And for me, it's been on my bucket list to see Public Enemy. Like, you know, so I was just super excited. I know, Mice, you said you've seen them at Glastonbury, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That sounds, I mean, I would love to have seen that. Mm. Yeah, but and this show was just amazing. For me to be on the same stage of Public Enemy, I was like, this can't be real. And then to watch them perform. So I did the show with Black Twang. Shout out to Tony Rotten. And then after I came off the stage, it was literally like turning the stage around and then Public Enemy were going on. So I walked off stage and then I saw Chuck D standing there. And so I was just like, oh, hi, I love you. And then said hello for a little bit. And then I was like, I'd really love to get a chance to interview you for the radio show. Mm. And then he was like, at this time, he was eating his dinner, okay? So I felt a bit rude to be like imposing on him while he was eating. But he was like, well, hey, if you want to talk, we need to talk right now. So I was like, sod it. All right, then let's go. So then, you know, he was like, okay, but I'm going to have to finish eating my dinner. So I was like, all good. Like, let's do this. But I was aware that they were literally going on stage like in 5 minutes time. But I was like, better something than nothing. And, you know, for me, even listening back to it, even though it was a brief chat, I can't even call it a proper interview because it was like a brief chat while he was eating his dinner. But I was just like, this really happened. I can't believe it. Oh, my God. Now I can die a happy woman. But, yes, yeah, so got to chat to Chuck D. And let's hit you with this chat that we had over dinner right now. First of all, I was asking here, like, before we got on mic, we were chatting about, you know, just hip-hop things in general and stuff. And then I got to ask him a few questions. So here it goes. It's FUBAR Radio, Sarah Love and Mice Diggy. And here is the one and only Chuck D. It's so wonderful to have you back here in the UK. I've been waiting years for this. Tell me about the first time you ever performed in the UK.
November 1st, 1987, Hammersmith Odeon with Eric B. and Rakim and LL Cool J. and it has gone down in history as being one of the most significant events in hip hop. But you know, it was about us being able to build with the UK artists and give people a sense of confidence, especially black folks out here. You know, for that time, we had Margaret Thatcher, Kick and Tail, and Nelson Mandela was in prison. And a lot of times people who had roots in the UK from Jamaica and parts of, you know, the Caribbean and Nigeria or whatever, they kind of like played their background low. So we said, don't be, you know, don't play yourself low, stand up. And that was significant for us.
Yes, and also in hip-hop terms, that goes down as one of those milestone concerts. And there's so many moments like that when I think of your career as a contributor to popular music. What is your proudest achievement in your career personally?
Keeping the group together for 28 years.
That is pretty incredible, because it's no easy feat.
No, you don't see many groups, period, much less black groups and black men together 28 years, so... that's probably my biggest joy.
And we appreciate it so much. What's been the secret of the success, though? How have you managed to keep the group together where others have failed?
The top guy got to play it low. Get beside himself. Like, you know, you got to make sure everybody else is happy beside yourself. You got to be everybody's, well, the boss in any situation that makes sense is logic, not a person. So you want to always make logic the boss, you know?
That is definitely wise words. I'd say there's many people here tonight and in music in general who, you know, they see you as a hero, you know? So I'm wondering, like, for you, though, who is your ultimate non-musical hero, would you say?
My mother and father. No question. But then you got people like Mr. Louis Farrakhan, you got people like Nina Simone, you got... Harry Belafonte, you know, I got, you know, hundreds of heroes.
Yeah, what about MCs?
Run-DMC is my all-time favorite group. And my good friends, like, such as Big Daddy Kane and Rakim and KRS-One, and those are great friends and peers of mine. And people like Brother Ali, and Mortal Technique from the New School, and my man called Mega.
Yes, you mentioned some real OGs in the game there.
New guys, I mean... People on our label, and I support a lot, and we have the Slam Spit digital label and Rap Station, which I want your radio show on. I'm going to hook you up with my girl. She's in Atlanta. She'll make it happen.
Please, let's do that.
What is your show?
The show is a two-hour show, but, you know, whatever way we need to adapt it, we're going to make it happen. But it was interesting there, because you mentioned some real OGs, but also some new cats. Why do you think it is hip-hop has been... is still relevant today? Like, it's a pretty remarkable story when you think of its humble beginnings.
It's worldwide in different languages. And he just finished out there. It's hot out there?
It's a little warm. I was wearing my hoodie down.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
It's hot.
I gotta finish this up.
Okay, yeah, no, I know you got a...
And your drop, right? But I'll get the food out of my mouth.
Okay. No pressure.
Hey, check this out. Chuck D bringing the noise with the one and only DJ Sarah Love right here. Right now, check it out.
Oh, I love you. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you taking that time out so much.
Yo, Chuck, what's the move, man? I was on my way up here to the studio, you know what I'm saying? And this brother stopped me and asked me, yo, what's up with that brother Chucky D? He's swaying nice. I said, yo, the brother don't sway nice. He knows he's nice, you know what I'm saying? So, Chuck, I got a feeling you turning into a public enemy, man. Now, remember that line you was kicking at me on the way out to L.A. Lounge in Queens while we was in the car on our way to the shop? Well, yo, right now, kick the bass for them brothers and let them know what goes on.
Put it up on the floor, another rapper shot down from the mouth that roars. 1, 2, 3, down for the count to be some of my lyrics, oh yes, no doubt. Cold rock rap, 49 is supreme, it's what I choose and I use. I never lose to a team, cause I can go solo like a Tyson photo. Make the fly girls wanna have my photo. Run in a room, hang it on the wall, in remembrance that I rock them all. Suckers, ducks, so I'm MCs, you can't rock the kids, so go cut the cheese. Take this application of rhymes like me. My rap trend hot, 110 degrees. So
Flavor Flav. I mean, listen to his voice, man. What was such a trip was like looking at Flavor Flav on stage, and it was like, wow, that's actually a real person's voice. You know, because you're so used to just like hearing it. It's just such an iconic voice, both him and Chuck D.
Yeah,
him and Chuck D.
Boy.
Yeah! And it was like, oh my God, these are real people.
Yeah, that must have been weird.
I've been stalking you people like for the best part of 20 years. Yeah. And you're actually real. But no, it was just what amazing aura. Like, Chuck is such a beautiful person and massive aura. Like, you know, and
who
don't want
who had a bigger aura? Big Daddy Kane or Chuck D?
Oh.
Hey, I did say aura, guys. Aura. I mean, yeah, no, I did. Num.
Hey! There's no aura wrong. No.
All right, don't answer that question then.
No, but that's an interesting question. That is hard.
Yeah, because I remember when you said Kane was just like, whoa.
That was crazy. Yeah, because we had Big Daddy Kane on the last show of 2015. And yeah, I mean, just titans, man. Both of them. Just proper titans. And to
legends.
Yeah, just, I mean, you understand that it's more than just like, oh, they heard a few good lines. You know, nah, this is just like radiating something ill. And that's what I love about Chuck so much as well. He's still got so much time for hip hop. You know, he puts effort and energy into knowing about like what's fresh in hip hop. That last cut that I played was Public Enemy number one, of course, like straight up classic. Public Enemy also, they got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Which is a wonderful achievement too. But yeah, I just think if you are new to discovering Public Enemy, definitely dig deep. Earlier in the show, we were talking about Martin Luther King. We spoke to Farrah March earlier in the show. We even spoke about Barack Obama. I put these guys on a level. Do you know what I mean? These are really important voices for our movement. It's not just a black thing either.
Kanye,
you know?
As well. You put him
Kanye,
on the auto-tune
he's
level.
Really contributing there on that.
Friends, did you like hear the tune about his friends and that? My man, you know, it's hard, hard world, man.
I didn't know.
When you made it, just remember that. Yeah, yeah. You're trying hard. Yeah, when you make it, it's your friends, they're going to be... I'm getting emotional now. So I
So
we got some friends in the building right about now. Let's I need to get some info from you guys. We got Verbal Skills here.
How we doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing all right, man.
Yeah?
I'm doing all right. Not
you feeling
bad.
Good?
I'm feeling good. I'm
you
feeling
coming,
good.
I know you come here to I'll eat come, this mic up, boy.
I'm He's ready. Done. I'm prepared, man. I'm prepared. I'm saying, man.
Verbal Skills, man. Yes,
we're
man.
All prepared. I'm sure we're all prepared, man. I had them kicking a few bars before.
So Severed Tongue, Elliot Fresh, and
it's
Tang
not a battle.
The Pilgrim.
It's not a battle.
That's it.
Yeah. It's never a battle. This it's is the open. Battle, that's why we call it the open mic. You remember, we don't get to do it as much anymore. Like, there aren't as many nights on, but you remember what the open mic was about. It's like where you get to test your skills. You find out, like, for me, it was like, right, let me see if this verse is worth spitting. Yeah. If it works, then the crowd are gone. They don't know who I am for, you know, all your man there, all your boys are like, bro, that's heavy, bro. But all these people don't know who you are. You know what I mean? So when you get to test your skills out there to a bunch of people, you're going to get the real feedback. You're going to get,
exactly,
real response. If they make noise, you're doing well. They don't, if they start booing or, you're like, oh, okay, shit. But if they don't make noise, that usually I found that when they don't make noise, it's like, shit, this guy's all right, you know. I don't know who
that's
he is.
That's the hip-hop crowd.
I don't know. Or it's because they're too polite to say you're shit.
That's when you play in Cambridge or somewhere like that. Yeah. Yeah. They're too polite over there.
They didn't understand what you were saying.
Yeah, man.
Sun in Cambridge right there. But yes, very soon we're going to be opening the mic. I'm really looking forward to hearing all of you guys. Represent. Whereabouts are you from originally?
Originally, I'm from Crawley, which is near Gatwick Airport.
Crawley!
Have you heard of it?
Of course! On the
Crawley
way to Gatwick
gangsters.
Airport.
Hey, I know about them Crawley gangsters. You know what I'm saying, man? They're putting work down there, you know.
I'm from Stoke Newton, so that's just down the
Stokey!
Just down the road.
How do you feel about... I mean,
gentrification.
I'm saying, me growing up in North London...
Yeah.
Going to Stoke Newton's a dope area, but it's pretty different nowadays.
It's dope in there.
Did you grew up in Stoke Newton?
Yeah, that's right.
Like, so how did you think about
it? Like,
speaking to the front of the mic for me.
So I met Elliot while I was.
He just got scolded.
That was Sarah's just back.
Basically, I was studying at Brooks, which is in Oxford, and that was during the Olympics and when all the gentrification started to happen. So strange for me, like I came back. And no one really lives there anymore.
Changed.
All the shops are different.
People looking at you like, what are you doing
here? Yeah, and it's strange,
like,
man.
999.
But, you know, I've been back long enough to sort of see the pros and cons and also just the fact that it's an inevitability of all the kind of...
A cool area.
And that's what happens. London's making money and things like that. Mm. You know, it's inevitable, really. Mm. Notting Hill was like that, but so long ago, but people forget, you know what I mean? Yeah.
So nah, I don't forget, man. Like every time I go back there,
maybe
I'm
not
like,
your generation.
Because when you're going like Trellick Tower now, I'm just like, wow. I remember when it was sort of like, shit, you better keep your eyes about you walking around.
You can walk around Grove 3 a.m, you're all good. Before, you couldn't do that shit. You couldn't walk around without expecting to lend somebody a pound or.
But isn't it interesting
basically.
You know, creativity, I feel, in those areas ain't as interesting anymore either.
What are you talking about, Sarah? I wear Nikes and look how tight these jeans are. Stop saying that.
I've got a great beard too.
This is a creative way of wearing my jeans, you know.
No, but you know, honestly, like look at Grove, like how much musical history and artistic history, creative history is in Grove or in Brixton. What really is popping in Grove now? A bunch of millionaires.
Mm.
You know, that ain't interesting. That ain't fly. But anyway, that's for another show.
Yeah, I will say as well, I was down there on Friday, and if you go down to Tabernacle, it's a really small exhibition, but there's an exhibition on the sound culture, like UK sound culture, you know, all the different like clashes that used to happen and all, you know, where it kind of, but it started early, man. It's like around in the 50s or something like that.
Yeah, it's based on Windrush.
Yeah. It's based around that. So it's really interesting. If you get a chance, go down. I don't know how long it's on for, but I went down there on Friday and it's...
And also on that note, that's why I think immigration is a beautiful thing. You know,
no,
we hear a lot of...
There's too many of them in here.
Out.
Yeah?
No.
Right, the chip shop ain't the chip shop anymore, innit? Guess what it is?
What is it?
I ain't gonna tell you because I can't even say the word, yeah? But it ain't from around here, do you know what I mean? I don't know. That's where it's a bit of a conflict because I get people talking, like I was saying earlier, people talk to you now like, yeah, yeah, and you know, all them foreign, not like, like you lot are right, yeah, but all the foreigners coming in now, it's like, yeah. And you're like, ah, okay,
you
I
lot,
can't
that
really.
That phrase, you lot, or those ones are okay.
Yeah, but even I the like fact them. That, yeah, do you know what I mean?
What
but
does
even
that mean?
The fact that I can't really side with you because it's the same for my mum was one of them lot, do you
so
know what I mean?
My
one
mum.
Of,
yeah,
so
my
it's
mum
like,
was, yeah.
When people are talking like that, I'm still like, ah, I don't know if I can agree with you.
You know what's even worse than that, though? I was on a plane not long ago, the guy sat next to me, Indian dude, like born and raised in West London, both his parents, he was like first generation born out here, and he was on this whole like, oh yeah, but these bloody immigrant shit.
Yeah,
sorry to swear.
I swear,
daddy, listen
yeah,
to the show.
Sorry, Dad.
Like, but no, seriously, so when it's like gets to this point where you're seeing, you know, people who are born of you immigrants chatting like that.
Like
that's the power of the brainwash, man.
But
like, people need help.
Immigrants is a word, isn't it? You know, we're all people on the same planet. That's the crazy thing. And people, it's like, wherever you're from, you're just trying to do the best you can, wherever you are.
Yeah.
You know, whatever you're... And if you try and better yourself, like everyone in this room would like to do, you know, wherever you're from, is that a bad thing? So to label anyone with anything, I think, is just crazy.
Yeah, it's madness, but
it's a deep
I don't know.
Subject,
hopefully people can, you know, wise up a bit more and understand that it might not be as bad as you think. Do you know what I mean? As long as you keep your job, you're all
yeah.
good. But listen, man, I've got some. On a more serious note,
yeah.
I've been investigating throughout the show about this problem that I had over New Year's, and I know you lot have got some answers. Yeah, yeah, I see. Verbal Skills got the answer in his hand.
Wait,
he's got a bottle of Lucas.
Don't steal my answer, man.
The question.
Don't steal my answer, man.
The question.
Mine's a visual answer.
The question was, what hangover? What's the best hangover cure?
For me, it's got to be a fry up. Just fill your body up with energy and food, and just try and dilute all that alcohol. You know what I mean?
Dilute it with grease.
With grease and sludge, and just soak it up. For me, a big.
What's
fry
in your
up.
Fry up then?
My fry up. Mm. Oh man, I've got to have a bit of fried bread, some tomatoes,
damn.
Mushrooms,
ooh,
either really crispy bacon, or my sausages are cut in half and then fried, so they're really crispy.
Right, you're getting all
beans.
Jesus,
so this
man,
is, I know this is a regular occurrence.
And runny, yeah, I'm an expert. Runny eggs.
Yeah, what is
runny
an
pudding?
Expert.
Oh, no.
I love runny. What? An egg? You get me? That's terrible.
Come guys, I know you look.
I don't know, man. Patience, I guess.
He just says it. He just ride it out.
He's going for
that
stoicism. You know what? I don't know. Whenever I get a hangover, I don't even drink that much because I fear hangovers. Mm. I've got such a phobia to the point where.
Oh, you've had a really bad one before, innit?
More than a really bad one. I've had bad ones, but it's at that stage now where if I get a hangover, I know I'm just like, oh, here we go again. You just gotta wait.
That was like some Buddha. I'm not your.
That's what I was gonna say.
Yeah,
like some Marcus Aurelius stoicism.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
wait
out. That was kind of deep.
What are you saying then?
Mine's pretty simple, man. It's Lucozade, banana, and coconut water, and then it's
Lucozade, banana, and coconut. You know what's funny? All right, so that's interesting. What's with the banana thing? Is there something in what we got?
Potassium. Yeah.
And the same in coconut water as well.
So you could
and then you got the sugar.
Apple cider vinegar then. Apple cider vinegar could help, innit?
Down it. Yeah, that might bring back the previous
I like the sound of that. I'm gonna try that out. Not that I drink heavily, you know what I mean? Like it's just now and again, like just New Year's, Christmas, birthdays. And
weekends,
yeah.
Wednesdays, any day with a Y in it. No, but don't they say like a hangover is when you're dehydrated? So that's probably why coconut water works because it's electrolytes and coconut water.
Yeah,
it's actually more hydrating than water.
Yeah. Sure. Well, I knew that as well.
You only know that because of the gentrification as well.
This is a newly available tonics.
So look. Juno, she says that. There's a lady called Juno. She says, plenty of vitamin B, water and bananas. So very close. That's why I was like, hold on, is these not related by the banana or something like that?
With the knowledge.
Potassium. All
but
right,
I tell you, that doesn't work on whiskey hangovers. There's no cure for them, man.
Beer. I heard beer is probably because it comes from the same place.
This the is all completely, you know, outside my jurisdiction. That's what I heard.
Let me just Google that and make sure it's facts.
Let's ask God.
Yo, page 53 says that. Yeah. Page 53 on Google
some
says
random
that.
Person's blog. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So that crack. Hey, normally we have a section of the show called "Are You Taking the Piss?" Okay, because there's so many people who are just taking the piss.
Yeah.
You know, just things you hear that are just taking the piss. Mm. And I would say that is one key thing. But we'll get into that in a second. First, we're going to play a tune. Very soon, we're going to be opening the mic with our very talented MCs we have in the studio, Verbal Skills, Elliot Fresh and Tang the Pilgrim.
Yeah.
So yes, hold tight for that. It's Sarah Love and My Stiggy taking care of you until 6 p.m. Yeah. Before that though, let's have some more new music. Keep it locked right here, foodbarradio.com.
DJ Premier. This song here was originally supposed to be done with my man Black Thought. Unfortunately, we lost a great man, Mr. Richard Nichols, R.I.P. To the legendary Roots crew, hold your head. We love y'all, you know? We all continue on. That's how life's supposed to be, and that's how we treat life. So, one day, Reek gave me a call. He said, yo, that joint you did with Common, y'all still want to do a remix of that? By the way, shout to Common. Congratulations on that Oscar, my nigga. John Legend, big up. Word. I said, yeah. When you wanna do that? He said, yo, I'll come over right now. Oh, yeah? Well, step inside the booth. Yo, Reek. It's go time. Wishing, part two.
Voice of the announcer signing off. Salvador, a connoisseur of hot monologues. Rock mining off, living life not by the law. And I'm a product of that rock, Kim, God Allah. Forensic files, leaving them disemboweled. 87 style, a chance slimmer than Reverend Al or Kevin Lyles. Some friends of ours still be pelling vows off 11 now. They wishing you would, you probably better reconcile. The dark side of Tahuti rising to prominence. My crown's taller than Sully, mine are the Ottomans. Wiser than Solomon, mobilizing a following. They try and give me the Nobel Prize for novelist. Peace to cats that rock Mac knowledge, knowledges, hood astrologists, illegal anesthesiologists. Yo, Elefante, Belafonte, keep a regimen ready to give them hell if prime say. Yo, post-traumatic stress, I wear it as a family crest. A murder at its best, words that I manifest, causing cardiac arrest, Budapest to Macarest. My slang Bangladesh, my gang Clarence X. I'm life after death, the last level next. Letting every other rapper know they better wear a vest. I'm pulling in 200,000 for appearances. I wrote a song about it, here it is. Yo, the creature, feature, searcher, preacher, teacher, torch, capture, rupture, rapture, reacher, the preacher, heat, the feature, speak, the ether, sneak, the creepier. Send no peace to meet ya, can't nobody get with me, strong suits from Italy, chill, humility, what I'm all about, ability, yo. I wish a nigga would bring the hostility, though. You know how them boys from Philly be? I'm like Sinai, creeping through the air ducts, and I got a foul mouth, tell them kids earmuffs. When I was in school, I was who to steer clear of, smoking reefer in a bathroom, sipping Smirnoff. When it came time for the pictures in the yearbook, I was up in Paris like an American werewolf. Years later, yo, I'm an American hero, verse evil like Dale Hoof. If I let the bear wolf, they don't recognize me when I'm shopping up in Bergdorf. They just know I'm flyer than a motherfucking airport. Therefore, they say I'm a sartorial gear whore. Yeah.
Ascots on the tailored suits. You artists throwing bands to radio like they made you you. I'm looking for artists on stages to throw tomatoes to. The way I act, you think I'm banned from radio, like Trey the Truth. I don't really care, nigga, I'm getting in. I got a C63 V Twizzy Benz, I'm sitting in. Out, I don't give a fuck any DJ anywhere. I'll give him as a triple dare. I'll tie him to a swivel chair. I'll give him spins. I'll give him grins and count dividends. And ask around about them D-Town niggas that'll leave you with a concert full of dead fans and bloody merch. Smoking old ass CLE, that's the color perp. You might wanna study first. Every verse lyrical but nutty first. Every verb and every word is like a speeding bullet about to chop your body in half while it's on the way to heaven like Kid Cudi shirt. Shit could be a hit, but it's gotta be muddy first. I rap with a sickness called Iraq, pistol pulling private. Chris, I think I got the gully curse.
Underground, underrated, y'all keep digging for answers like the root to cancer. I keep turning primo beats into chemo treatments. I keep wigging like a hoop to Andrew. I'm clumsy when I shoot, oops, I bet your crew will scramble. I don't write for limelight, I shine the rhyme light down, then I produce a scandal on what your baby moms would do for cameras. I'm leaving everything from the marriage to a little coochie shambles. Your posse even get my bra where your posse will perish. Your posse will become the posse up there. I'm outlining all of their bodies in chalk, setting fire to them till the chocolate on top like chocolate eclairs. The outfit and jacket is bail staff. While we in the air, it's Yachty on Lairs. And when we land, we on yachts and grazie to the nail staff. Mwah, kiss my ass, y'all can go to hell fast. I'm just ready for whatever hell brings. Focus, man. Getting closer to that real money like Gayle King. That's Oprah's friend. I think of nightmares that have ruined your dreams. And I just went shopping in China, yeah, I flew with the team. Fuck a translator, I speak fluent cha-ching. Y'all holding shit down with a selfie stick. I'm flying some shit out of Harvey Nichols and Selfridges. Even when me and Shady was Abel and Kane, we worked our magic separate like Angel and Blaine. We came into this game with a navy like Baby and Wayne. Now every pair of glasses I have has a crazy insane Jazzy Faye gradient frame. The least most amazing vehicle I have is a lease, though it's a beast for 80 and change. Y'all trying to pick up Bieber and Drake fans. Not me, but I'm in the streets though, like a Canadian crane. To elaborate is to annihilate, please don't make me explain. Come get your bitch, or I'll make her smile. Before I perform a bunch of acts on it like Saturday Night Live, then take a bow. Like Kenan Thompson, I don't believe in nonsense. I don't got no felonies on my record, I just got a fleeing conscience. I'm just out here spending money like I'm being sponsored. I'm just on my Philly crime shit. My ice cold Jack Frost mind, my black thoughts.
Yeah, that was taken from the Prime album. It is featuring Freddie Gibbs on that one. Wishing To is the name of the cult. You're locked
Black Thought
into
as well. You can't miss out
Black Thought.
Thought. Jeez,
I'm so sorry.
Dang.
Black Thought, man.
Yeah, so boy, that's the best MC I'm in so the sorry. World. Right, we're about to get into this. You know what it is right now. We got verbal skills. We got, yeah. Hey, everyone introduce yourself first of all, man, because, you know, we want to make sure you get your word out there and how people can get hold of you.
Okay, my name is Verbal Skills. Pause. You can get me at, the name is the same, just with a Z at the end. But
you,
Verbal underscore MC on Twitter, and then Facebook is just Verbal Skills. Remember to put a Z, otherwise you get a lot of English language
Hip-hop
speaking
spelling.
Courses. You get me.
Right, and Severtongue over here, introduce yourself. Yeah. So the group is Severtongue,
yeah,
and
Severtongue,
they go by...
So it's Tang the Pilgrim.
And Elliot Fresh.
And you catch us on Inner Peace Records, so you can get all our stuff online, Bandcamp, SoundCloud, all the rest of it. Follow us on Facebook. Yeah, man, we're putting on shows. Put one on Friday. We've got a monthly show going on, so
oh, nice.
We're about.
And cool. Is there anything coming out at the moment? Any releases? From
we just
any
released
of you guys?
Something. Yeah. We just released something that was in October, and we got a load of stuff in the pipeline. Like, we got plenty of releases. Kind of, we got a couple stacked up actually, just waiting for videos to get done and all the rest of it.
Nice.
So yeah,
okay. Yeah. And I just dropped Verbal Vision, which has got a ton of stuff on there featuring Ill Bill, Ed OG, Guilty Simpson, Special Effects, Life MC. A few different producers and that, so yeah, it's
nice.
Kind of a lot of effort. Independent, I've got no label, it's just me doing
it.
It's kind
right,
of
let's
like,
hear, let's
finally, I'm also got a load of solo stuff on Boom Bap Professionals label, which run by a guy called Steady Rock.
Yeah,
also, part of a crew called Pierce Artists, check out them guys.
Mm-hmm.
Fresh Piff, I'm also part of just a lot of stuff. Just type in Elliot Fresh
and Octopus over here, fingers in all them pies.
Just join the dots.
All right, let's find out what people should expect. Then we're going to open up this mic right about now. Like I said, the open mic was always about testing your skills out there and finding out whether the general public, who people you may never have met before, are feeling what you're doing, you know. And we like to make sure that MCs get their part here, like we used to do back in the day.
Yeah.
But right now it's on Food Bar Radio. Let's go with the open mic. Where we going? Where we going? What beat have we got? That's what I want to know.
Something fresh.
Uh-oh.
Fresh.
Is everything loud enough?
Yeah.
Check the mic. You can hear yourself.
Who's going to go first? Okay, let's do it.
Yo, yeah, Tang the Pilgrim, we got Food Bar Radio.
Yeah.
Most my species pray to a dead god, out of fear and shame like slaves to a despot. In the battle of wits, I get the head nod. Your head drops from then on, 10-ton weight on my back. Spiritual baggage, incinerating sun-dried mystical cabbage to manage. My psyche stripped of anguish, the pad is the blank canvas, the quill is brandished. Breach Babylonia's gates and free the captives. Teach through action, I see through your clansmen, your Sifu is acting. My sensei demonstrates the Zen way, end game. The pen stays talismanic, compeller for night. To reject faith, convert a skeptic the next day. Led astray till the pilgrim enters the fray. Then the tension is raised as he mentions his name is.
Woo! Yeah, man.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Jeez,
we got verbal skills now. Here we go. Yeah. Football radio. Hey yo, I'm verbal, I'm venomous, yet I'm vicious with enemies. I'm voicing vocal verses which are full of obscenities, purging out the poison that was penned from the pain. I'm poetry personified, venom from the brain. Like a cobra, I'm cold when I kill, killing with talent and skill. My blood is so cold, there's nothing I feel. My DJ sticks is sadistic when he cuts up these biscuits. He flips the old disc hits to destroy the misfits. Never personal, the wish list is just business. We dismiss the whispers like the devil at Christmas. I decimate the dictionary, realistic fiction. I'm dealing deadly doses of my dynamite diction. How you deal with the devastation, your final destination. At the gates of hell begging for your soul salvation. I couldn't care the cold stare, I crush competition. I'm cool, calm, collected with my cold disposition. You wishing I'm slipping, won't be wasting my wisdom. You think I get tired, these fucking MCs I'm dissing. You're missing the fucking point, I piss on your wax song. Every single word you've ever said is just so wrong. I make you eat your words, make you chew and spit your verbs. Make you sick from all the constant, you constantly observe.
Verbal skills, man. Wow, Elliot Fresh, what you say, bro?
Yeah, yeah.
Where you got, bro?
Yeah, yeah, Like Wayne drops, dripping off leaves. These intricate schemes are like patterns when they splash atoms. Splitting with ease, I'm walking my jacket will guide me through the jungle. If you're ignorant of dangers, then you'll soon be humbled. Living in mother nature's lungs, you learn to adapt. Or lose a level on the food chain, it's hard earning it back. Reshape your mind beyond the space and time of the pain you hide. And you may survive, like ancient tribes. Living off the land since the first caveman's handprints. Expressed on cold stone, demonstrated understanding of something deeper than hunt to survive. A new hunger for life, dedicated to expansion, got flung into flight. Skimming stones on the pools of consciousness, I reminisce. Psychometric mapping, mother nature is my therapist. I eat when the jungle eats and sleep when the jungle sleeps. Reap from each other's seeds and breathe because you love to breathe.
Yeah.
I said breathe because you love to breathe.
Tag the only pilgrim. Yeah. Hey, we ain't done yet, man. Tag, what you got, bro?
What we said, we got next instrument.
Yeah, man. Just in case, hey, you might as well ask. Let's go.
Purpose. I speak verses and teach sermons. The heat burning in a city that breeds vermin. My techniques cease to be working. Streets full of fascios flooded with fleets of mermen. Filter murder them. Inner peace is a burden. Bear it lightly until the gods strike me. I don't write for free. I write to be free. I seek the courage to revise my beliefs. Still, it's difficult. The mind has its pitfalls. I fight the pull of a mindset that's pitiful. The path to progress is uphill. There's skill involved. Seek your will and resolve. The will to evolve. The bigger the task, the bigger the toll. Nonetheless, I stick to the path that's fixed on the goal. Blinded by fate, fate first forward, rolling into setbacks that pick at the heart and dig at the soul. Behold, I entered the zone and the pen glows. Introspect with intention tenfold. Witness the Zen flow, I spit with purpose. You heard this?
Yeah. Right, another one for
verbal
me. Let's
skills,
go.
What you saying?
Hey yo, they call me verbal skills and I'm superb verbally. I doubt you ever heard of me, you probably wanna murder me. I'm spitting out flames that will burn you in the third degree. After the words occurred, you're gonna need surgery. I take the words heard to me and spit them with absurdity. Not even Einstein could understand the diversity, or even seven scientists from all the universities could stand in front of judges without committing perjury. I'm making top coppers wanna drop the spot of burglary. My bars are like bullets selling 16s to mercenary. My best friend turned to me, don't say a fucking word to me. Nothing can distract from my destructive cursory. No sorcery could forcibly distort the course taught to me. The four headless horsemen couldn't take me off the course I'd be making when I'm taking and cooking this shit like bacon. There's just no mistaking, verbal skills is never faking.
Oh, he said bacon!
Yeah, I've got bacon in the room.
My hangover is cured!
It's all done,
we got the bacon firm!
Elliot Fresh!
Sausage is next.
What you got next?
Get a sausage in, Fresh.
The meaning is this, you have no right or reason to question what it means to me to exist. A key to the script or see me threading the needle, stitching them lips shut. Quit thinking you're big brother, I'm about like Jeremy Beadle. Disguise is a jester when in fact I'm the puppet master. Now you wish your running man impression was running faster. We move like Usain after sniffing an able and stomp into any cypher ready, willing and able. Sever tongue, got a chemistry that is showing periodic tables, need new elements added. With the future as far as particle physics can see, with the dark matter in between these invisible seams. What I'm saying is, we hold the universe together with a cohesion, promoting you to learn from error. This is Marcus Aurelius, Lao Tzu and Einstein debating, channeled through a verse by me on why minds need changing.
Yeah.
Elliot's
the first.
Tang the pilgrim.
Yeah,
we
the
saying,
pen
bro?
Glides during tense times. I tread light on a pilgrimage to the Pennines to observe the end of time. Knowing full well that the rest of its mind, I recline. I picked a perch atop solid earth. I learnt what it means to put knowledge first. In the absence of precepts, problems surge. It's a common curse, lost for words, confronted by questions of life and what it's worth. Existential crises, the cost of birth, the price of rice, the payment for enslavement to my impatience, daily intake.
partakings of this meddling medicine. The heavens sing, the hellfires heckle. Lakes of lava, navigate the vessel. Engage with karma, my conscience, my compass, behold.
Hey, yo, the controversy flirted, but I couldn't be diverted. I guess I never heard it from the truth, I never swerved it. I converted to a perfect, the pieces that were worth it. It took a little time for you to figure out, unearth it. But I knew you'd get the message if you kept on digging deeper. Creep inside your mind like the deep dream sleeper. The clever hidden message, it made you think a little. The story through the middle has a thought-provoking riddle. With the thought, there's no illusion, no deceit and no confusion. You make your own conclusion, but there's just no refusing. You have to keep it real when you reveal what you feel. Don't come selling me your shit, cause I know the deal. See, I've been around a minute. Excluded, included in it. I've always wanted to win it, so commit it just to get it. When I spit it, never quit it. Feel the heat that I've submitted. The clever knowledge stored deep beneath this fitted. So this lesson that I'm blessing like bullets from Swift and Wesson. If this testing is distressing, there's no messing. So don't fuck around with hip-hop, cause this shit's not for playing. Well, my real hip-hop heads, do we know what I'm saying?
Oh, yes, we know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying.
I know what you're saying.
Nice, rub, man. Fuck it out. Yo, give it up, man.
Super funky fresh. Thank you so much for blessing us.
You lot smacked that, man. Elliot Fresh. Tango the program. Yeah, go on. Have we got time?
Just
a quick thing.
No, I'm hungry.
Elliot Fresh, one more. Three verses each. That's only right. It's only right.
I got that limp, limp, pimp strut. Drink up your rum and coke, snip, lip, dick, blood. Stitched up when younger though converted. When I heard shame on an M-bomb from then on. Paisley been shaping a name, being made for this gent. No. Aha! That little drop there
always throws me off, man.
It's that M-word part, it's always a tricky one. Should I or shouldn't I?
So I said M-bomb.
That was super nice.
Yeah.
The sounds of verbal skills. Severed tongue right there representing as well on the food bar open mic. You guys are going to hang around to the end of the show, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, wicked. So keep it locked right here. It's the Sarah Love and Mice Diggy Show on Food Bar Radio. Keep your messages coming through to hip-hop at foodbarradio.com. We want to hear from you because right after this, we're going to be getting into some...
You taking the piss.
So hold tight, okay? But first, let's have another track from that Chester Beat album. Real Talk Records. Go out and support that. Download it. Pay for it because all the proceeds go to helping the homeless. You're locked into Food Bar Radio. It's myself, Sarah Love. My Diggy verbal skills, yeah. Severed tongues in the building. Yeah.
This is not rock and roll, where we will get your heads banging. Leave my mark when I spray like a grandfather's tagging. The words I'm slanging and banging like Molly. I got you jamming with more hunger than the victim of famine. Every word stands out like a victim of fashion. Drop material combining original infinite intricate patterns. And this sound will surround you like the rings around Saturn. Injecting you with hip-hop vibe like a syringe full of passion. Headbanger specialist, mosh pit rebelist. My sound's brand new like punk rock was in the 70s. Still I promote togetherness, not the devil is separatist. I'm a rhyme perfectionist, dropping these lines so effortless. I raise the bar by how high I'm Smith and Redman. The stage I get you tripping like a Jimi Hendrix headband. Now heed the words of this brother just like the X-Clan. A dreadhead, not a deadhead like Grateful Dead fan. My style will bounce off your wall like a stolen Rembrandt. Sounding like Def Leppard making music with Def Jam. Heavy metal hip hop, a sound wave invasion. It's like life in Napoli. Black Sabbath and Van Halen. This is headbanger music. Jumping, I must be, I'm losing. The sound that hits you so hard it leaves a crowd with bruises. From heavy metal to hip hop, we make the loudest music. Straight from the underground, that's how you know the sound is. This is headbanger music. Jumping, I must be, I'm losing. A sound that hits you so hard it leaves a crowd with bruises. From heavy metal to hip hop, we make the loudest music. Straight from the underground, that's how you know the sound is. I knew this Iron Maiden, she was living life in blind faith. Thinks with a mold ahead of Judas Priest, mind state. She hung with a Motley Crue and ended up in dire straits, no doubt. She would clash with anybody in her face. Born Radiohead, living as an audio slave. She needs to iron out the kinks to find the cure for her ways. She was a queen of the stage, heading in the wrong direction. Now stepping up the stairways to heaven like Led Zeppelin. Sex pistol, Dixie chick, addicted to Beastie Boys. Crazy karma could never find a state in Nirvana. She fires deep purple bullets from a velvet revolver. I'm walking from her lips like Armageddon, it's all over. She left men spellbound like Susie and the Banshees. Burned like white snakes, these sheets harder than candy. One of a kind man eater of a different caliber. To her, apart from men, nothing else mattered like Metallica. A cold blood super tramp, angel of death. A life of blood, sweat and tears, smell anthrax on her breath. Every day she would dress in either denim or suede. A heartbreaker tight spirit reading straight from Jimmy's page. This is headbanger music, jump in the mosh pit and lose it. A sound that hits you so hard it leaves the crowd with bruises. From heavy metal to hip hop we make the loudest music. Sit from the underground, that's how you know the sound is exclusive. This is headbanger music, jump in the mosh pit and lose it. A sound that hits you so hard it leaves the crowd with bruises. From heavy metal to hip hop we make the loudest music. Sit from the underground, that's how you know the sound is exclusive.
You're a headbang.
MC Life and DJ Napper, that track is called The Headbanger, taken from the Real Talk Records compilation. It's been a while since I heard from those guys, so I was
Life
just so
MC,
happy to
man.
See
Life
yeah,
MC.
Sick, for sick Life, MC, Cypher, man. Love those dudes.
He's on my album.
Oh, cool. Nice.
Yeah, he's on a track, man, called Four Stones.
And what are the links, how everyone can find
just
all
Bandcamp,
that information?
You can get it direct from me, or you can get it from Bandcamp, but it's also Suspect Packages, undergroundhiphop.com, you know, the internet, the States, whatever, if you're international.
And what about for you guys? How can people track you down?
Yeah, likewise, man. Inner Peace Records, the Bandcamp page, you can get all our music there. Go and grab it, pay what you want for it as well, for the time being while we're still broke, you know what I mean?
Also
starting out.
Also Boom Bap Professionals Bandcamp as well, man. That's another little record label I do stuff with.
Very cool. And Paul Judo locked into the show. He says that open mic was pure flames.
Safe wow. mate.
Safe mate, yeah.
Big up Judo.
So check the links and get involved. But right about now is that part of the show where we give you guys a platform to vent all the things that have just vexed you in this last week, where you're like, what the hell is going on in the world? Is that time for,
are you taking the piss?
Because there's just so many things where you're like, are you for real? For me, it's something as basic as when I see, maybe you guys are guilty of this, I hope not, because I think you're stand up individuals so far. But safe.
Even though you're sitting down, you're still like yeah. standing up blokes, do you know what I mean?
No, but people who put their feet on the chairs in public transport, that's a so liberty.
Yeah, sorry, I'll do that.
So are you well, taking the piss?
Get out! Verbal skills, get out!
It's me, yeah.
You're not welcome
yeah,
it's
more
here tage. Again.
Hey, let's just stay here, tag. Yeah. I don't know about. Was you born in a barn? Oh no, it was Stoke Newington. That's
yeah,
it.
Stoke Newington.
And we have an email from Joe in Icy, is that pronounced Icy?
Well, listen to what Joe's saying. I don't know if it's a he or she. There's no E at the end, so I'm guessing it's a she. But look, Joe says, the weather is taking the piss. No need for these chilly temperatures. That's why she said Icy Chiswick.
If it's, are you taking the piss?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, you see?
It's a good job Maestro's here, because I'm not like
I investigate
like
these things. You like that?
For weeks, I've not been believing the weather forecast, but finally, it's feeling Christmassy. Now it's like getting cold, like it's really Christmassy.
I got long johns on my long johns and it's still not working, man.
Cold. Exactly. What about you, man? Come on.
For me, it has to be, it's just men and the way they look with like eyebrows. What are they doing? You'll see a geezer like muscles, been down to the gym. He's got a beard. I've got nothing against beard. Both my boys here have got beards. Mine
really
is terrible.
Beard,
it's but it's when you when guys start shaping their eyebrows and wearing eye stuff. I look at it and think, man,
oh my God, guyliner? What's wrong with guyliner?
Come on, man. It's like, I just.
Is that what it's called?
And I'm sure.
It's
and
I, it's so like, hip hop. You're so UK hip hop.
Like
is that what it's called?
Competition, because some girls wear more makeup
they're
than
Cole Coded
Clown.
Their girlfriends.
And their boyfriends feel probably like, I should do my eyebrows as
my
well.
My sister calls it the Charlie Chaplin eyebrows.
And I reckon girls, because they all want a dolly, they think, if my boyfriend, can I just do that one eyebrow? Well, that one lash or that one hair that's sticking out, and then the next thing you know, you got little
your whole
point.
Thing.
So for me, that's
for
very shallow. Very shallow.
Men's eyebrows.
Are you taking
that was verbal skills. Okay, quick, guys. We've got like 60 all seconds.
Right.
Go.
Right, I need to rant. Yeah, so people with victim complexes, I can't stand it, man. Can no you? One cares. The world, the people who think that the whole world is out to get them, you're not important enough. You know what I mean? The world doesn't care about you that much to be out for you. So people with victim complexes, get over yourselves.
Oh, damn.
Yeah,
are
I
you
just,
that was
cold-blooded.
Yeah, I kind of agree with him as well, but I also just I'm going to be short of mine, but just Tories, man, they're scum.
I know, no.
That's all right.
Are you taking the piss?
And then another email, quick, before we're
from
out of here.
Ducky in Tower Hill says, I've lost a bloody glove. Piss take.
Are you
my
taking the piss?
My left hand has frostbites.
Are you taking the piss?
That is taking the piss, just using one glove. Thank you so much to everyone
you
for tuning into the show today.
Humans for tuning in.
Make sure you listen back to all of the shows. If you missed the beginning of the show, hit up foobarradio.com. And you can get all the good stuff there. I'm away next week, but Mice is going to be here with a whole gang of dope people.
I got
so
my brother Chew coming through. We got Dirty Diet coming through, and we got Concrete Slugs on the open mic. Mother lover.
So remember, it's all about locking into foobarradio.com. Mondays 4 till 6 p.m. for all of that good stuff. Thank you, you guys, for joining us. It's been an absolute treat.
Thanks for having us.
And up next is A Badge of Friendship with Claire Lim, Ed Williams, and Paul McCallum. So keep it locked to FUBAR, and we're out of here. Peace.